Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Obviously, we're going to be breaking down what happened yesterday with one of the biggest one-day drops in the stock market in U.S. and world history, completely engineered. We know that it was staged. We know that the official story that somebody had a fat finger and dumped too much Procter & Gamble stock instead of a million, instead of a billion, we know that's a lie. Because at the exact same time, eight other major stocks plunged to almost zero. And then you got to see the plunge protection team, the president's committee, I guess, on open markets, come in and drive it back up. In less than 10 minutes, it dropped right at 1,000 points and was driven back up. And we've confirmed the reports. It's now in mainstream news, but I heard callers to talk radio yesterday here in Austin saying, look, we all tried to go in and buy and sell and do things, and we were locked out of all of our services. So probably a staged event. I don't know what Bob Chapman, who's got a lot of sources throughout government, industry, and finance, and the stock market, is going to say, but he is joining us today in the third hour to break down what's happening with this, and of course, what's going on with the situation in Greece. Now becoming a black hole, sucking the rest of Europe, the United States, and, of course, many other sectors of the world economy into it. We know this is being engineered by the IMF and World Bank and the private banks that control those holding companies. So that is coming up in the third hour. In the second hour, we have Gerald Celente on the economy, on the stock market plunge yesterday. We'll get his take on what really caused it. I know he's off investigating it right now ahead of this interview. Also, he was on the show two and a half weeks ago, and said, mark my words, we're going to have terror attacks from Pakistan. And 2010 will be the summer of real terror and staged terror. And it will be the year of riots. 2010 will be the year of riots and terrorism and World War III. And now Mark Faber, who's also one of the best analysts out there, very scary record of being right, he says 90% chance in the next 9 to 12 months that China is going to completely go into meltdown and depression. And of course, they hold the majority of U.S. Treasury bonds. I mean, it is getting hardcore. And so we'll be talking to Gerald Celente today, and we'll also be talking to Bob Chapman, who's been off for 2 weeks, so it's perfect timing to have him back now. He had a couple golf tournaments he wanted to play in the last two Fridays, so I'm glad he wasn't off for golf tournaments when this happened. I tell you, the other story I want to get into upset me last night. It upset me today. It's got me in a very, very nasty mood. It's got me in a very, very nasty mood. And that is this SWAT team video out of Missouri. And so at the bottom of the hour, in about 25 minutes, we're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. So this is also on video record for PrisonPlanet.tv members that would like to tune in. And we'll also air the audio here at the syndicated radio broadcast. And the reason this upsets me so bad is it kind of brought back flashbacks from stories, countless stories I did here in Austin, where the exact same thing is done. And to watch the cops getting off on the power trip of evil really brought home to me how much danger this nation is in. So we're going to break that down coming up as well. And we got a bunch of other important news, but Gerald Celente, then Bob Chapman, and also open phones throughout the broadcast. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm Alex Jones, doing my best to wake people up and face this tyranny.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action. tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Columbia Police search warrant! Columbia Police search warrant!
This, my friends, is pure evil. And we're going to start simulcasting the radio show today for a full 3.5 hours. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, I shot a special video presentation for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers that we will upload to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and the YouTube channel later today that illustrates why I am so fundamentally upset about this video. But I'll tell you now the basic reasons. I have been on Access Television. That's where I started out 15 years ago in Austin. And very early on, families would call me, family after family. And we've done video news reports on this. I know in our archives we have them. In fact, Mike Hansen ought to upload those to his archive if he can dig them out so people can see it. And I would go to these little middle-class houses, and I would see dead Labradors, dead Chihuahuas, dead German Shepherds, their guts, their intestines blown all over the walls. In one case, the black lab was in the kitchen, and it was actually chained up on its dog bed. And if a dog barks, it's called dog killing detail. It is killed. And they rotate whoever is on dog killing detail. And when they come in your house, in all the Austin cases I saw, it was for marijuana. In most cases, no marijuana was even found. In one case, the people didn't even smoke marijuana. The others were all forthcoming, saying, big deal, we shouldn't get SWAT teamed for this. And they send in paramilitary thugs to shoot your dog. And in one case, the bullets went through the wall and through the baby crib and came less than a foot away from the year-old baby's head. There's all the famous cases of police throwing flashbangs into babies' cribs through the window and burning the baby over 95% of its body. That was a Texas case. I mean, you've seen it. You've read about it. Or the wrong 92-year-old lady's house in Virginia, and they gun her down and then lie and say that she pulled a gun on them, and then it came out that she didn't. Or you hear about the retired insurance salesman in a wealthy area. The drug informant says they buy cocaine there. They go there. They shoot the guy and paralyze him. And you realize that the government is shipping the drugs in. They've been caught hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. And now they just admit in front of the Congress, yeah, the CIA ships the cocaine in. Yeah, our troops grow and cultivate and protect the opium. And it's increased 12 plus times the last 8 years out of Afghanistan. And yeah, we grow it. But then we're going to use it as an excuse to send paramilitary men in black uniforms to your house. And if your French bulldog jumps off your bed when men bust in and barks, we're going to kill it. If your Welsh corgi, that was one of the dogs killed in this latest video, if your Welsh corgi runs around the corner, jumps out of your bed, we're going to kill it. And then you got to watch him shoving little 5 and 6 year old kids around and the woman crying and the man crying. And then they found 1 gram of marijuana in this Missouri case. 1 gram. That's not even a joint, not even a marijuana cigarette. And they charged him. The CPS is trying to take their kids. They said, it's endangerment that you had marijuana. You caused what the police did, and so we're going to take your children. And we've caught so many police planting drugs on people, who knows if they even did find the marijuana pipe and the marijuana. I mean, how many squad car videos have you seen where the cops frame people on their own videos? And they know what they're doing. They ship the drugs in so they have an excuse to be involved in our lives. They ship the drugs in. It's an open secret. Every cop you talk to knows the government shipping the drugs in. And because it's illegal, it drives the price way up. And so it creates a corrupting influence of judges, police, government, and the general public. What do they say on Fox News and the New York Times and AP and Reuters? Oh, we've got to help the Afghans grow the poppies, because if we don't, Al-Qaeda will, and they'll get the money. No, you decriminalize drugs, and then Al-Qaeda, as if it's not Al-Qaeda, won't have that money. That's how twisted this is. And this is their excuse to engage in this un-American activity. You go back 30 years ago with special weapons attack teams, then they changed the name to special weapons and tactics, more politically correct. It started out for bank robberies, for hostage situations. And then, oh, well, there's a bigger statistical chance in drug raids that it's going to be dangerous for officers. And now they have officers just in regular pot raids and checkpoints on the highway. And you watch the video, and they're pointing their machine guns at the little kid. And the woman is there, and the guy starts crying when he learns they've killed his dogs. And you see the cops on these power trips just with looks of enjoyment on their faces. It tears my soul out. Meanwhile, police, their lives are endangered with these type of tactics. Their lives are endangered out raiding people for drugs. But that's the family business. That's the government family business. That's their excuse to put tens of millions of people in the criminal justice system, the most imprisoned country on earth. That's their excuse. That's the criminal element. The criminal element doesn't just ship the drugs in. They use them to federalize our police, and they use them to corrupt the police with drug seizure money. And The story is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I like the thing that Reason Online said. Video of SWAT raid on Missouri family. In February, I wrote the following about a drug raid in Missouri. Now the video has been released. SWAT team breaks into home, fires 7 rounds at family dogs. As 7-year-old looks on, they found a small amount. We now have the case. It's a gram of marijuana. Enough for a misdemeanor charge. The parents were then charged with child endangerment. For smoking pot, child endangerment, storming a home with guns, then firing bullets into the family pets as a child looks on, equals necessary police procedures to ensure everyone's safety. Just so we're clear. Now there's the video, which you can watch below. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's horrifying, but I urge you to watch it and to send it to the drug warriors in your life. This is the blunt end result of all of the war imagery and militaristic rhetoric politicians have been spewing for 30 years. Cops dressed like soldiers, barreling through the front doors of the middle of the night in the middle class family, slaughtering the family pets, filling the house with bullets in the presence of children, then having the audacity to charge the parents with endangering their own children. There are 100 to 150 of these raids every day in America, the vast, vast majority like this one, to serve a warrant for a consensual crime. Every week in Austin, they kill dogs, just where I live. Your dog barks, your dog dies. And many times there's not even marijuana in the house, or it's the wrong address. And can you imagine that this can happen to anyone? And you watch these cops when the guy's crying and they are getting off on it, stomping around. You are not real men. You are cowards. You are errand boys for the narcotics trafficking CIA and the big banks that launder the money, period. 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 And it's got to end. It's got to end. We've got to decriminalize all drugs now. It is so elementary. Mafia interests lobbied and used well-meaning Christians to support it to outlaw alcohol. Alcoholism more than tripled. The profits more than tripled. The police forces that had already been paid off to protect the whorehouses and gambling were then fully bought off. And after 10 years of prohibition and the country just in an absolute drug war, like Mexico, almost collapsing in many areas because it funded all other levels of crime, they were forced to decriminalize alcohol. Now, oh yeah, it was like having cocaine to have a beer. Now, the same interest, when they lost prohibition, lobbied to make drugstore drugs illegal. You could buy cocaine, heroin, opium, anything, marijuana, you name it. It was called basically Stomachache Hemp was one of the brand names. But the point is, you could buy it anywhere. Little newspaper stands sold it, and less people used it than use it today. You make it illegal, it drives up the price, it makes it risque, it makes it avant-garde, it makes young people get involved, it creates a market to push it and to sell it and for people to rob your house to get money to fund it. All of the horrors of the drug war and the drug culture and all the scum that are involved in it and all of the illegals pouring across the border involved in drugs and human smuggling, Mexico collapsing, it is your stinking, phony drug war. To the point of when the police come to your house looking for a thimble full of marijuana, they come in, the guy opens the door, the people open the door. It's actually the woman opens the door, the wife opens the door, the dad's asleep. They stomp into the room. The Welsh Corgi and the Bulldog run around the corner, and they shoot both of them. And you hear the dog bleeding out, and they shoot him some more. And then the woman's leaning over the dog, crying, and the cop goes, "That's enough with the dog. Get in here." And they're shoving the little kids around. They got machine guns on the kid. The dad, who's half asleep, you know, the evil guy that had some marijuana, the thimble of marijuana, he finds out they've killed his dogs. He starts crying. You see the cops suddenly change their stance. They stick their chest out. They turn around, you can look right in their faces and their eyes. They are just feeding on the demonic energy. Just, "Oh, yes, oh, God, Satan, give me the power now. I love this blood sacrifice to you, my God." Of course, those cops don't know they're Satanists, probably consciously. They probably go to church. But they're Satanist in their heart. And if they look in their heart, they'll see the devil looking right back at them. Their God, their Savior, their Lord, the one they bow to.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Researchedherbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. Researchedherbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
This is all about the raw, wicked exercise of power. Remember all the countless videos of Labrador retrievers and other sweet dogs jumping out of cars at traffic stops, running up with their tail wagging, and the cop just lowers the shotgun and just shoots it right in the face. And the people start crying, and the cop's like, shut up. It's all about being tough. And these cops are waddling around in this family's house with their dead dogs around them, pointing guns at the 7-year-old kid. They're just shouting at everybody and just getting off on the adrenaline. And you know what? This is our excuse to come in your house. You had a thimble full of marijuana. And we're going to send CPS to take your kid now because you had marijuana. Meanwhile, they're on the news. Oh, we help grow the opium. Hell, Pat Tillman was writing letters home saying, yeah, we're the army's protecting the opium. This war is all a big fraud. Mohammed Karzai's brother's the top drug dealer. And now because this information's out there, they think you're so stupid. They just come right out in the open and go, yeah, we grow the opium, but we do it to fight Al-Qaeda. And when we catch you with any of it, you're going to prison in America. And we're going to send paramilitary police. And now that they've got these giant forces of paramilitary police created, they're openly training them to take on gun owners and veterans. Oh, it's going to be just like this for owning a gun. They're going to come in and kill your dogs and kill you, and they just think it's great. And they're being trained. You've heard the military people call in who are being trained with the police, and they've seen what I've seen. They say the police are even worse than the military who's been in Iraq and Afghanistan. They just talk about the public as scum and how they frame the public and how much fun it is and how they love it and how they enjoy it. And all the big police departments all over the country are constantly being caught planting drugs on people to take their cars. And the police get part of the money, and the police are stealing the money out of the drug lockups and out of the money lockups. When they raid drug dealers, they're keeping most of the money for themselves. And in all these big cities and small towns, cops are living in million-dollar houses and driving brand-new Corvettes, and nobody asks how they've got the money. It's a mafia, ladies and gentlemen. It's a mafia, period. And the only way you shut down the mafia in Mexico that's taking the country over is you decriminalize. Then all their money's gone. But in Mexico, politicians that have called for decriminalizing drugs have been murdered. And you better believe if it starts gaining steam here, they'll murder you as well. You're not about to get in the way of their hundreds of billions a year in pure profit they're making, and how they get to raid all the slaves, and how they get to pack the prisons full of people, and how they get to run checkpoints. You're not about to get in the way of these boys, because they're the biggest street gang in America, and they know full well the CIA brings the goodies in. The slaves are dumb enough to pick it up, and as soon as they pick it up, that gives them fair game to open up on everybody. And that's what this is about, period. And so I'm in there during the break watching the video of Labrador retrievers jumping out with their tails wagging out of cars, and those cops just gun them down. So you understand, when the police raid you looking for drugs, half the time you don't even have drugs and it's the wrong house. You just remember every one of your dogs is dead. And let's just remember if one of your kids is asleep and makes a wrong move, they're dead. You just remember that. And if a SWAT team shoots their own officer in the back, like they've done all over the country and been caught countless times, they're going to frame you for killing their own officer. Because you're a scum American. You're a piece of filth who exists for one reason, to work in a prison and to pay taxes. You exist for one reason, and that's to serve government and the banks. You exist for one reason, that's to worship tyranny. You exist for one reason, and that's to make the government and corruption and oppression your god. And all the PR announcements and public service announcements and government brainwashing is about worshiping the military and worshiping the police, that are the armored fist of the New World Order that's coming in here to take the pension funds and everything else. They're going to take everything they want because they got the guns, and they just can't wait. And they've been taught that authority is God, and it doesn't matter how unconstitutional it is. They're going to do what they want to do when they want to do it. Now, I know a lot of you tuned in today to hear what's going on with the stock market record plunge of 1,000 points yesterday and clear manipulation. We will detail it all in the second, third, and fourth hour. Gerald Celente, top trends forecaster, joins us next hour. And then Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, top expert. I mean, he's predicted everything that's happened with total precision, with what's happening in Greece, Portugal, Spain, you name it, expert on stock market manipulation. He will be joining us to cover the plunge protection team and to give us his inside take on what exactly happened. I've got a good idea, and even CNBC was reporting it had to be staged. We've got that article up at Infowars.com. It is not somebody with a fat finger, but that's coming up as well. The drug war's rigged. The stock market's rigged. The mortgage market's rigged. The wars are rigged. The terror's rigged. It's all rigged. It's a big stinking business of slavery. And every little town's getting SWAT teams now, and every day they're busting down people's doors and killing people's dogs, and I've had enough of it. Well, we got to do this for the drug war. You guys run the stinking drug war, and everybody's starting to learn that. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume pre-production order of the new Quick Fix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/GCN or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, syndicated radio broadcast on this Friday, the 7th day of May 2010. Gerald Celente, Trends Forecaster, joining us in the next hour to discuss the record 1,000-point plunge in the stock market, which even CNBC experts are saying had to be contrived, had to be manipulated, had to be some type of insider trading and manipulation, not somebody with fat fingers. Then Bob Chapman, the hour after that, joins us on the same important subject. Now, we're going live with a video at Infowars.com in the next 30 minutes with an article that Aaron Dykes has written. And this video is so important. This video is so key that you're about to see. And it deals with this Missouri case of a SWAT team for a gram of marijuana. That's less than a thimble, less than a marijuana cigarette. SWAT teaming a middle-class home, killing a corgi and a bulldog, and pointing machine guns at the 7-year-old kid, and bossing everybody around, and then charging them with child endangerment, and sicking the CPS on them to try to take their children, kidnap their children, because they had marijuana. And in this video, I integrate the fact that the U.S. government can't hide it anymore, that they grow the opium in Afghanistan. It was declassified in Vietnam. Thousands of tons of heroin were shipped out. Opium and heroin. It was declassified in 96. The CIA ran the crack cocaine epidemic and even gave the dealers the recipe to make crack. That's on record. The majority of narcotics is shipped into the United States. Now, they raid people that smoke marijuana, and they call it a narcotic, more than they do people using hard drugs the government brings in. 86% of Americans who use illegal drugs only use marijuana. Over 80% of Americans have used marijuana. So 80-plus percent of you are in danger. And the rest of you are in danger because they constantly raid the wrong house or an informant lies. Think about it. Is the evil of paramilitary cops coming in your house at midnight, shooting your dogs, terrorizing your children worth it, and then having CPS try to take their children for a gram of marijuana? Is this freedom? While the government, because they can't hide it anymore, says, well, to be patriotic, we grow the opium. We help the villages. Now, again, this has come out for years in foreign media. Now it's mainstream news and Reuters, AP, you name it. But they say this is what we have to do, because if we don't ship the drugs out, Al-Qaeda will, and they'll get the money. And there's no investigation then of who's getting the money or where it's being shipped. They just say, it's for Al-Qaeda. We're going to naked body scan you and your family to fight Al-Qaeda. We're going to grow the opium to fight Al-Qaeda. We're going to secretly arrest citizens and strip you of your rights to fight Al-Qaeda. And they've grown this giant paramilitary force that trains with the military under the drug war. Now they're saying it's for the Tea Parties, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. They're now going to rotate this system over and expand it against the general public. And you watch these cops, their body language, they're clearly enjoying it. The more the father cries, the bigger a power trip they get on. And if these cops don't know that most drugs are shipped in by the government, and if they don't know that when drugs were legal 80 years ago, there was much less drug abuse in this country, if they don't know that prohibition of alcohol radically expanded the amount of crime in the country and corrupted police, and that when they didn't have prohibition anymore, they created drug prohibition to keep their business going. And it was the government and government-controlled groups that actually shipped the drugs in and started the drug culture in America. This is a fact, ladies and gentlemen. So they ship the drugs in as a pretext to put you in their private prisons that are predominantly owned by the big money laundering banks. The drug dealers bring the drugs in, then they put you in their private prisons making 25 cents an hour on average, displacing everybody else's jobs and lowering the wages even more than the illegal aliens do. So it's all about destroying the economy to consolidate it. And that's why we're in Afghanistan. $500 billion a year in opium. It was less than $50 billion a year in opium coming out pre-9/11. Okay? So that's what's happening. We were sent to Afghanistan, number one, to take control of the opium, number two for the Unocal oil pipeline and natural gas pipelines, number three for weapon sales, number four to encircle and put a buffer between the stands north of there in Russia and China. And this is all strategically laid out. It is a fact that the Anglo-American establishment are the biggest narcotics traffickers in the world. The British East India Company had a worldwide monopoly on opium. They set up a monopoly organization at Yale in 1832 known as Skull and Bones. That's mainline history that Skull and Bones was a narcotics trafficking gang. But opium was legal then. They would hire their own ships to hunt down as pirates and kill anybody trying to ship in opium. So see, they always had trouble having a monopoly, just like De Beers with the diamonds and how they'll hunt you down and use mercenaries if you mine diamonds that you don't sell to them. That's all this is. But again, it's gone too far. This gives their paramilitary police, who are now coming for political dissidents, literal death squads. These are death squads in the making, in the training. And you see their cold-bloodedness, how dehumanized the American people are, where they kill your dogs. And we've seen the CNN video. Let's play the CNN video first. The CNN video, and there's countless videos, of a dog gets out, runs up, Labrador, with its tail wagging, cop shotgun it in the face. I have done many TV programs here locally in Austin where I would go to homes and see a lab, a black lab, with bullets, its guts, its brains everywhere, bullets that went through the wall into the baby's crib. No marijuana was found. And the cops don't apologize. They throw flashbangs into baby's cribs. That happened in Midland. Another case in Midland a few years ago. The cops shot their own officer in the back and then framed the guy in the house who didn't even have guns. He had a toy black powder gun that he'd gotten when he was a kid, and they tried to say that was the gun, and then a SWAT team officer told the truth and said, no, we shot our own officer in the back. It's a 223 round. And then they released the audio tapes where the cops were on the tape admitting they'd done it. You are not human to them. You don't exist. Your dog doesn't exist. Your child crying, seeing the dead dog doesn't exist. They are getting off on this. And all cops don't have this mentality, but the system is trying to train them and literally possess them with this authoritarian thug nightmare mentality. So let's play that clip of the dog being shot for wagging its tail. So many of these clips, that's not the one I was even looking for. There's another clip where it's broad daylight, the lab runs right up with its tail wagging, and they just shotgun it right in the face. But it's video after video after video of things like this in the name of stopping drugs that the government has been caught over and over again shipping in, and now they're not even caught. They think you're so stupid and so weak-minded, they just come right out and say, you know what? We are actually helping them grow it. Let's go ahead and go to this video that I just put together with Aaron Dykes last night. Aaron did a great job compiling this where I expose the hypocrisy. This video is going up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com the next hour. We need this video to go mega viral. Here it is. The video you're about to see is standard operating procedure and happens thousands of times per week in the United States. This was Columbia, Missouri. SWAT team goes in, the people open the front door, they go in, they have a Welsh Corgi and a bulldog, and the dogs are barking at them, and they shoot them both and kill them. Then you see the little children, you see the father crying when he finds out his dogs are dead, and you look at the looks on the police officer's face when he's crying, and they've got this look of power-tripping enjoyment, and they won't ever respond to him. They won't ever talk to him when he asks questions. So he doesn't respond to them after that when they ask him questions. And they reported that they found 1 gram of marijuana in his marijuana pipe. Ladies and gentlemen, let me explain something here. The drug war was initiated after Prohibition in the 1930s. The trafficking interests controlled by Yale University, Skull and Bones, and others, this is all on record, traveled around the country and got the states and the federal government to pass laws against opium, heroin, cocaine, things like that, that were sold at convenience stores. It was sold at every major little pharmacy. And in the old days, convenience stores were mainly pharmacies. They had newspapers and drugs and things. Less people were using marijuana, cocaine, heroin when they were legal. Once they made them illegal, the price went way up. And the reason I raise this issue is no one is safe. The police can bust in your door because some drug addict informant says that they saw marijuana there. And I thought about my French bulldog. What happens with my 35-pound dog and my chihuahua if a SWAT team ever comes to my house? And I don't even smoke marijuana. I do drink some. And my dogs will bark. They will run out. They will jump out of the bed. They sleep with us. And the police will kill them. Years ago, on my local TV show, we did episode after episode of locals who were SWAT teamed where drugs weren't even found, and they would come in and kill a lab that was even chained up in the kitchen. And we went and showed photos of it with its brains blown out and its intestines everywhere, and the cops were laughing in that case, and they fired bullets through the wall that went into the baby crib in one case. And the issue is these police officers have lost their souls. They're getting off on this. Does that mean all police are getting off on it? No. But the issue is,
The phony drug war gives the Pentagon that's involved in it and the militarized police an excuse to be involved in our daily lives, to knock down our doors, to give them some type of fake jurisdiction. So we're going to play you clips from this video of what they've done, and we'll post the full video shot by the police up in the corner if you want to watch it.
You're fine.
Don't move! You understand? Put your hands behind your back! Do it now! Behind your back!
What is happening?
Search warrant! Narcotic search warrant! Don't move!
Search!
Turn around right here.
Don't move. Did you shoot my dog?
Bitch!
You shot my fucking dog! She was probably trying to play with you.
Come over here.
She was probably trying to play with you.
Once we get down, let's get him in the car.
See, cop?
Yeah.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say,
we'll put her somewhere else for him. She can stay inside here.
You have the right to talk to a lawyer and have him present with you while you're being questioned. Do you understand?
We'll take that as a yes. You are on audio tape, as a matter of fact.
That's fine.
Okay, come on.
Are you doing anything wrong?
All right.
But this is why I'm doing this video. This is why I'm so outraged. This is the key. It has come out in the last 8 years that the Taliban had cut off almost all opium production in Afghanistan, previously the main site of opium that then produces heroin, and that the U.S. government went in and started helping the Afghans grow the opium again. And, of course, the CIA got caught in Vietnam on record shipping opium out. They were caught 1996. Even the CIA inspector general admitted that most of the cocaine for the crack cocaine epidemic was shipped in. And now in Afghanistan, because Pat Tillman wrote letters home before they killed him saying, look, we're growing the opium, this is wrong, I'm against this war, it's a fraud. Now because all that info's come out and the troops are there being forced to help grow the opium, they've come out in the New York Times and said, yeah, Mohammad Karzai's brother, the president of Afghanistan, is the biggest drug dealer. Yeah, we're letting him grow the opium. Yeah, we're helping him. We've got to do this or Al-Qaeda will get the money. No, you decriminalize it, and then Al-Qaeda, the CIA, they won't have the profit because it's illegal anymore, and it won't have the huge profits involved in it with a black market. But here's the deal. The government ships most of the cocaine in. The only people they bust are those that aren't paying their cut. Okay? The government ships in almost all the heroin. It's more than up 12 times what it was 8.5 years ago when we invaded Afghanistan. Record numbers. Over 90% of global opium is coming out of Afghanistan, and they have Geraldo Rivera there with the Marine Corps commander going, I don't like it, but we've got to help them grow it, and, you know, we're here letting them do it.
The hard part now is governing this province, a province, as you suggest, that has become addicted to opium in many, many ways. That is the principal crop that is being grown here. The Taliban lend the farmers the money. They are indebted to the Taliban. They have to grow the opium. Now the Marines, in their success, are in a sense a victim of their success, because now the population is, they have these opium fields, and we are tolerating it. We are tolerating the cultivation of the opium, because we know that if we were to destroy it now, the population would turn against the Marines, and it would be a real security risk.
Are you watching as this opium is being grown? I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is part of their culture. So while it might grind in my gut, it's what they do.
I fault the politicians for putting the Marines in this position, where we can't eradicate these crops for security reasons. And
that's the point. They ship it in to have an excuse to bust down your door and build giant prisons. We have the biggest prison population in the world, and no one is safe. I've seen countless reports of, retired CPAs and people when the SWAT team raids the wrong house and kills them, or old ladies, 90-something years old, and they shoot them and kill them. And then you see the cops laughing about it. You see them enjoying it. You see them on this big power trip. And you also have the police raiding real drug dealers and keeping the money, keeping the drugs, seizing their assets, taking cash out of people's wallets on the highway, letting illegal aliens go that have been caught with $105,000 of drugs just last week in Tennessee. The government runs the narcotics business. And they then put you in their private prisons, making license plates and making furniture to then compete with everybody else that's on the outside. So the prisoners are making 25 cents an hour. That drives down wages just like the illegal aliens do. Mexico is collapsing because of the phony drug war. The United States is going to collapse. And this is pure Nazi Germany to have men come in your house and kill your dogs because they bark at them every single day in this country and then just sit there smugly enjoying the power trip from what they've done. Think about it. The troops are over in Afghanistan growing the opium. They're going to come back. Most of them are going to end up being SWAT team people and cops, and then they're going to raid your house for a gram of marijuana. You think about that. 80%+ of the American people smoke marijuana or have smoked it. Most cops have smoked it, but they don't care. They're going to come in your house, kill your dogs in front of your...
We're going to play part two of this when we come back in the next segment. Then Gerald Celente is joining us via video Skype for the radio and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But this is their excuse. This is the Pentagon and the military and the government's excuse to make you the enemy. Anybody could have drugs. Anybody could be a terrorist. Anybody could be a child molester. Anybody, except when you look at it, the government's full of the child molesters. It's full of the drug dealers. It's full of the people staging the terror attacks. And we must get the word out that the government is illegitimate and is dealing almost all the major drugs. They ship them in. Then at the street level, they put you in prison or they kill your dog or they come to your house. And it's not enough that they came and killed their dogs for a gram of marijuana. No. Now the CPS is in the process of taking these people's children right now in Missouri. And they do 150 of these raids every day. I was just reading articles where they killed some mayor's dog at the wrong house. They don't care.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
All the drug war does is give the drug dealing, narcotics trafficking, banks, and their intelligence agencies a pretext to have jurisdiction in our lives. It's not enough to keep it illegal and ship the drugs in so they get higher profits by keeping it illegal. They also want to tax you by taking you to prison, by making you build widgets in their factories. And none of us are safe until we expose this. Now, this video's been out for 2 days of the SWAT team at the house. Par for the course, killing the dogs and laughing about it. And the kids crying and aiming machine guns at little children. Our video points out how they're shipping the drugs in. And this video just went live at the Alex Jones YouTube channel. It just went up at Infowars.com in the last 60 seconds. It's going up at PrisonPlanet.com as we speak. And I need Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo, our great writers, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes, to all write articles about this hypocrisy from their own perspective. And this is done worldwide in the phony drug war. And none of us are safe until we expose this. None of you are safe. For the suspicion of one marijuana cigarette, they will take your children, they will kill your dogs, and they think it's funny. Okay, this is total evil. Remember, they ship the drugs in, and then they do this. Here it is.
Think about it. The troops are over in Afghanistan growing the opium. They're going to come back. Most of them are going to end up being SWAT team people and cops, and then they're going to raid your house for a gram of marijuana. You think about that. 80%+ of the American people smoke marijuana or have smoked it. Most cops have smoked it, but they don't care. They're going to come in your house, kill your dogs in front of your little kids. They're going to drag you off to jail for a gram of marijuana. That's less than a joint. This is completely disgusting and sickening. So you've seen the video of the kids, the dogs bleeding to death in pain. You've seen the cops with their smug looks of enjoyment whenever the father is crying. And you've seen the newscast where Fox News is explaining to you, we've got to help grow the opium. We've got to let them do this to fight Al-Qaeda. It is a sickening fraud. And look, they were denying this years ago. But now because it's so out in the open and the troops are writing home and speaking out about why are we growing the opium, they're just hiding it in plain view. We help grow the opium. We let them ship it out. And then if we catch you with it, we're going to kill your dogs and come in your house. And if we catch you with marijuana, we're going to do it. Because we're fighting drugs, because drugs are bad. It's all these fake moral people in America who are supporting the drug war like a bunch of ignoramuses who are allowing this giant police state to grow up around them that is going to enslave them and their families. Understand. The troops throwing puppies off cliffs, the troops shooting children, the troops torturing people, they're having their minds warped, and they're coming back to become cops who have that hunger to see that pain and to have that domination and to have that control going after drugs that were shipped in by the government. But why do they hate marijuana so much? The government doesn't control marijuana. It can be grown anywhere. And that's why they're doing it. That's why they're coming against the American people. This isn't America. This isn't freedom. It is a fraud. Remember that. The government openly ships the drugs in now. They hide it in plain view and admit they're doing it. And they think you're too stupid to put two and two together. In the New York Times and AP and everywhere, the Russians said, let us go in and spray the opium. We're losing 30,000 Russians a year from heroin overdoses. And NATO said no. We're not going to allow eradication. U.S. troops are now basically farmers. They're helping grow the opium, protecting it, and then it's shipped out of the country. And it's come out that a lot of the big defense contractors and private mercenary groups are busy flying the drugs out. And they're also using rendition CIA aircraft for kidnap people in the U.S. and worldwide they grab to also fly the drugs in and out. That's like a few years ago, Reuters reported that a CIA aircraft filled with pure cocaine coming from the source crashed in Mexico. And now that's not enough. This big police state's hungry for the American people. They're trying to pass laws where no judge, no jury, no charges. They just put you on a no-fly list. You can't buy guns. Now they've got bills introduced where Lieberman's out there promoting and has a good chance of passing that if they say they think you might be a terrorist, your constitutional rights are stripped, your citizenship is stripped, and you're given to a secret military team and can be tortured. This is an illegitimate criminal narcotics trafficking government. Stop shipping the drugs in, government, and stop using it as a pretext to pack your private prisons and raid people's houses while the cops get stinking rich off all the drug money and drugs they steal. Our government is a drug-dealing criminal operation. We have to take it back. We have to decriminalize drugs right now to cut off the drug money to the scumbag banks that launder it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about.
all you need to do is type in your home address and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, and we're very honored to have Gerald Celente, one of the top trends forecasters on the globe, with us for the next hour. He normally only can join us once a month because he's so busy doing international television and print interviews, but he's come back just after 2 weeks from the last visit because his prediction about Pakistani terror has come true. His prediction about massive riots intensifying that he made 2 years ago about Greece is now unfolding. His prediction about the plunging stock market is now unfolding. And another gentleman who's been right on target, Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, he's joining us in 1 hour as well. Now, in the first hour, I did not get into what I believe went on yesterday, mainly because I'm still studying it. But I do agree with CNBC headline. That is ridiculous. This really sounds like market manipulation to me. Nine stocks simultaneously went down. This was not some fat finger. We know the plunge protection team manipulates the market. Now, was this Europe plunging and their markets being closed triggering this? Or was this insider trading, which we know the Major Trade Commission, the groups that are over the stock exchanges, I mean, Madoff founded the NASDAQ. We know they're constantly involved in stuff like this, but they're getting really bold now if this is a premeditated fraud. We know they jacked the market back up almost 1,000 points in just minutes. That's never happened. It's never dropped 1,000 or been jacked up this fast. So we know there's manipulation. We know the story about fat fingers is a cover. But I don't know specifically yet exactly what happened. We know it's staged. We just don't know specifically why. We'll see if Gerald Celente and Bob Chapman do. Gerald Celente, good to have you here with us.
Hey, thanks.
Joining us via video Skype from New York State. Let's talk about what just happened with the stock market, then we'll get into Greece.
Well, it's the crash of 2010, as we had forecast at the beginning of this year. And what's happening is the stimulus money is running out worldwide. And any time that there's a trigger like Greece or something else, the market is going to decline. As you well pointed out, we know it's a rigged game. How it was rigged and who rigged it, well, that will never really get to the bottom of it. We never know the truth of those things. But I do believe that the market is unraveling. And what they did do yesterday is they came in and pulled out all the stops to jack it back up from not crashing. And they're going to do it for a number of days, and they're doing it globally. There's no stopping the meltdown. The market's collapsed, Alex, in March of 2009. What they did was they pumped them up with all of the stimulus money. It's as simple as that. It's all of Europe, the United States, the UK, India, China with its free lending policies and stimulus, Japan, South Korea. It's worldwide. Now it's running out. Just as we're seeing these phony unemployment numbers coming out, they're only juiced up by the stimulus money. When the stimulus runs out, the markets crash. The markets are now crashing now. So here's the game. The insider trading starts happening. The big guys start pulling it out because they know what's coming next. They jack it back up, and then they get the shills out there to say, listen, this is a good buying opportunity. The market is only going through a correction. We have a lot of fundamental strength in the economy, and they sucker the people back in. So anyone that thinks that this is going to be a market that's going to grow in strength deserves what they get.
All right, Gerald.
Current events form future trends. Look at gold prices. How much are they up right now, Alex?
They're up a lot. They're up 40-something bucks in the last 2 days. Gerald Celente, stay there. We'll come right back to you after this break. I want you to recap and start over and go through your full prospectus of Meltdown 2010 that you've been predicting for the last year and a half. Gerald Celente is our guest. Bob Chapman coming up as we cover every facet and angle of the situation.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume pre-production order of the new Quick Fix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There have been new developments on the illegal aliens saying that citizens can't wear American flags in public schools and kids being suspended. The illegal aliens in San Francisco then marched the students in their anger over anyone dare wear an American flag. This is the Balkanization. We'll talk about that later. Gerald Celente, founder of the Trends Research Institute in 1980. He is a pioneer of trends strategy. He is the author of the national bestseller Trends 2000 and Trends Tracker. Warner Books, far better than Megatrends, is what the publisher of the internationally circulated Trends Journal newsletter. He's a political atheist. Gerald Celente is a political atheist, unencumbered by political dogma, rigid ideology, or conventional wisdom. Celente, whose motto is, think for yourself, observes and analyzes the current events, forming trends, future trends for what they are, not for what he wants them to be. Like a doctor giving a diagnosis after gathering the facts, whether or not you like it, the prognosis doesn't alter the outcome. And we really appreciate him joining us. His website is trendsresearch.com. And I've got to say, he's probably, except for when we have somebody like Willie Nelson on or Jesse Ventura, the most popular guest that we have on this radio show, and we're very honored to have him. Okay, some stations just joined us, Gerald Celente. Break down with your info what happened with the market yesterday. You predicted 3 years ago the stock market plunge of 2008, a year and a half before, a year and a half after before what happened in Greece. You predicted it would start in Greece, Portugal, Spain. Now they're saying England has as big a debt ratio. So does the U.S. They're announcing a global implosion. The banks, we know, are engineering this and hijacking countries. So break down where you see this going and what's happening with the markets and the next shoe to drop.
Well, the next shoe to drop appears to be happening again in Europe. First of all, what's going on in Greece is going to explode into social unrest worldwide. The people are not going to take it. I love the white shoe boy language they use. The average person has to suffer through their austerity measures so they could bail out. Who is it that's holding the bonds? It's these huge hedge funds and banks. They can't give them, here's their language, a haircut. What do you mean you can't give them a haircut? Oh, no, they won't even get a trim. You have to cover the losses. In the United States, the people accept that a lot quicker than they do in Europe. The Europeans know the story, and they're not going to let it happen. The next shoe to fall, probably Spain, Portugal, then Italy. The UK is in terrible trouble. We're going to see sovereign defaults around the world. It's happened before, and it's happened again. Let's make this 100% clear. The only people that are getting bailed out are the two bigs. They're not allowed to lose any money, always under the guise that if we lose money, the whole world system will collapse. It's kind of like, Alex, did you hear President Obama recently when he addressed the Wall Street crowd a couple of weeks ago? He called them the titans of industry. What industry? They're not making cars. They're not producing steel or building railroads. The only thing they make are profits. And they're not titans of industry. You know who they are? They're bookies. Call it what it is. But they're super bookies. These are guys that not only are touts at the racetrack, they also field the horses. Thoroughbreds that are really nags. Credit default swap. Auction rate security. That's all they are. Synthetic credit default swaps. Special investment vehicles. The whole fraudulent system is collapsing, and the governments are going to crack down on the little people so they can pay off the gambling debts made by the big losses. Number two, as the markets collapse, what they're going to do, the big guys are going to bail out. As I have mentioned, what they'll say is that the markets are rebounding. I can't make this stuff up. As I said to you just several minutes earlier, they're going to say, this is a good buying opportunity. Well, between the time I said that and the break that happened to now, I just heard the clowns on CNBC say, it's a great buying opportunity to jump into the stock markets in Europe. Oh, yeah. It's a great opportunity to jump onto the Lusitania. It's going to have a lovely trip across the ocean. Anybody that buys into the markets or that buys into these lies deserves what they get.
Gerald, I'm just speechless here as you go over this. I mean, we have the Goldman Sachs internal emails. We have the J.P. Morgan internal info. They premeditatedly, going back 4 years ago, sold governments, sold pension funds, sold private individuals, derivatives that they knew were worthless while they were preparing to bet against them. And in their own emails, they say this will destroy our competition, but the media is only focusing on the Timberwolf emails with Goldman Sachs when the others are far worse. And now they're announcing, don't worry, we're engaged in financial terrorism. Give us unlimited trillions and we'll bring back the good times. But then separately, 2 weeks ago in the Washington Post, the head of the IMF bragged. He said, for rich nations, this was the headline, the good times are over. The party's over. You're not going to be able to retire. We're going to take your pension funds. They're getting ready for it here. You know, our media won't say why the Greeks are rioting. They just say austerity. But when we talk about austerity, Gerald Celente, explain to people what austerity means under these Madoff types.
Well, what it means is that everybody's standard of living declines. They tax you to death. They make it more and more impossible for small people to get into businesses because they put more and more charges on top of them and direct all the business to the big guys. Let's make this really clear about this bailout going to Greece. Number one, it's against the European Monetary Union charter for any bailouts. Number two, it's explicitly against the European Monetary Union charter for an IMF bailout. Who's the biggest funder of the IMF? Us. We, the people of the United States, we're the people that are now bailing out the banks, the J.P. Morgan Chase, the Goldman Sachs gang, the Merrill Lynch mob, the Credit Suisse. Where is all this money going to? It's going to the bankers. Number one, it's against the European Monetary Union. And number two, now we're footing the bill so these guys can get bailed out. What you're seeing happening in Greece with the people taking to the streets is going to happen worldwide. I want to make this very clear because, Alex, this is going to lead one of the elements leading to the Great War. Systems are going to be breaking down. They're not going to be able to stop the people any more than they're able to stop them in Thailand. Thailand hardly makes the news. People don't know anything of what's going on there. You've heard me say this over and over again. My expression as a Bronx guy is when people lose everything and they have nothing left to lose, they're losing it. And they're going to be losing it against the red carpet crowd who believe that they are the entitled people, that they could fix everything if only you give them anything, everything.
And I want to add something to that, because the magnitude of this fraud with banker bailouts, they're not bailouts. They make money on the way up selling the crud. Then when the governments and companies and pension funds that have bought the fraud start imploding, the government gives taxpayer money as a bailout to the private banks that engineered the fraud to then lend the money to the government or to the pension fund that's now bankrupt, and then now those pension funds are even in more debt to the same bankers that engineered it. So to quantify this, we loan the banks the money that they then loan us back. I mean, this is fraud on top of fraud on top of fraud, and you notice that as soon as they agreed to the $146.5 billion for Greece, that suddenly Portugal and Spain started going under because the banks said, look, they bought this. Now let's trigger it here. And so they're holding all of us hostage, and they own the mainstream media. And so the mainstream media, most of the time, will not tell the truth. Dylan Radigan does occasionally. They let Ron Paul on sometimes to tell the truth. But, I mean, here's the Washington Post headline. For nations living the good life, the party is over, IMF says. Washington Post. But I mean, going back to that, the level of these... Wow, that was crazy. That sounded like one of those party horns. I guess we lost Gerald Celente. That happens occasionally with the video Skype connections. So we're going to connect back to Gerald Celente and continue along those lines. with our guest today. Special effects brought to you by Skype, I guess. We have Gerald back? We don't. Okay, we're going to go to break in a moment, and I'm going to bring that question back to him after the break. It isn't just that the banks sell derivatives and then the economy implodes and then we have to bail the nations out. When you read about this Greek plan or the U.S. plan or what happened in England in the last wave, our money then goes to the banks. Gerald, you got cut off. We're going to break, but start answering the question about how we loan them our money to loan back to us.
Yeah, but you see, you left one element out, Alex. You have to be fair about this. They give the government all of their toxic crap as collateral. That's what they use as the sham to make it legitimate. And that's what's been going on. The governments around the world have been using this lie that they have collateral so that they can then loan the banks money at near zero interest rates so that the banks could go back out, reloan it to us, and continuing their gambling.
All right, stay there. We got to go to break. So you're right. It's even worse than I was saying.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
All right, we got cut off by the break. Gerald Celente, trendsresearch.com, an invaluable website. Check it out today. Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to take a few calls before Gerald Celente leaves us, but they have to be questions specifically, quick questions for Gerald Celente. But we love the directions, you know, the spin-the-wheel directions that people take us in. The different angles that we wouldn't have thought of. I want to pick his brain here today. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. But Gerald, you make a great point. I can't even properly describe how big the fraud is. They sell the derivatives knowing it's crap. They have insurance companies certify it. The insurance companies get bailed out after they already get paid to certify it. The big banks get to fence the assets and buy real assets when the bubble's being inflated. Then when it implodes, the banks get bailed out with trillions of dollars. And then they say, oh, but we're going to give the governments the toxic assets. And every economist we've talked to have said that those have negative value. So they're actually giving the governments a time bomb. So it's a triple screw job.
That's right. And let's not forget the rating agencies, as you mentioned. You know, they get a free ride as well. They're getting paid to rate the junk, and they rate the junk excellent. You can't get away with this in real life. And I've said this over and over again. The merger of state and corporate powers is called fascism, and fascism has come to America. We're talking about the financial sector. We could talk about it in agriculture. We could talk about it in pharmaceutical. We could talk about it in retail. Every sector of this country is controlled by a handful. What is it, Alex? Six banks controlling 60% of all of the action in the country. How can you deny what's going on? You can't. This is not socialism. And I heard you talking about, before I came on the air, about these drug busts and how they use these fascist tactics to beat up people, to beat up the little guy for, you know, smoking a joint, while they let the big guys free and turn, quote, a blind eye to opium production in Afghanistan because they don't want to hurt the family farmer's income. Who are they kidding with this stuff? So what we're looking at is really a complete takeover. And when people say, why isn't the government doing anything? They think that there's a revolving door. That's the story that they've been fed. Well, you know, the people go out of government and then into these private corporations and they, you know, they have an inside track. It's not a revolving door. It's a wide open door. And that door is filled with the same people in every agency that are fronting for the big corporations, whether it's the Goldman Sachs gang, or whether it's agriculture. It's the same story over and over again.
Well, look at Walmart globally has 46% of all retail sales, and it's all based on Chinese slave goods. What about Mark Faber? I know you respect his opinion. He's got a very good track record of predicting things just in the markets. So you have, you know, general analysis, which is so important. But he's saying 90% chance in the next 9 to 12 months that China will completely collapse into depression.
Oh, we've been saying this as well. It's the Chinese bubble. Everyone knows that one of the major reasons why we have recovered with this fake recovery from the March 2009 equities market collapse is because of China. And China has dumped in nearly $1 trillion worth of money, plus they're loaning out money all over. They have a huge housing bubble going on there. And I do respect Mark Faber's analysis, as Bob Chapman's as well. And Faber's right on the money with this, because there's another problem going on in China. And again, this is where we look at a bit differently than a lot of others, and that is the social unrest. They've had over 70,000 major riots and disturbances in China, in 2009. They have to keep their 1.2 billion people happy, because if they don't, the whole thing turns to chaos. And it's going to be chaos in China as the world economies decline and they have no place to dump their product. So, yes, we agree there's going to be a major unraveling in China.
Now, we're about to break. Long segment coming up. We'll take some calls and get into other trends. But I've got a Twitter question to the Real Alex Jones Twitter by Ferreira. It says, I'd like to know if he has the same forecast for financial collapse that he had 1 year ago. Have things changed or have things accelerated? Well, let me just answer that question and then have him come back and elaborate. He said almost 4 years ago that in 2008, there'd be a huge implosion. That's on record. And he described it in the subprime mortgages as the trigger. Then he said right after the bailout in 2008 that 2010, and Chapman said this too, that the money would run out and then the big implosion would start. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dog chewed your remote control, lost your remote, or is your remote control just not working? Let ReplacementRemotes.com replace or fix it for you. We carry a complete line of remote controls for all brands of TV, home audio, or DVD remotes, including old or hard-to-find remote controls. We also can repair or fix your remote control. Visit ReplacementRemotes.com for all your remote control needs. Use coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. We also carry hotel and hospital remote controls. Visit ReplacementRemotes.com or call us at 336-377-2220. That's ReplacementRemotes.com, 336-377-2220.
ReplacementRemotes.com, ReplacementRemotes.com. If you need a remote control, ReplacementRemotes.com.
For all your remote control needs, visit ReplacementRemotes.com, 336-377-2220.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new Quick Fix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex,
800-409-5633. This is the end. Beautiful.
Well, this is fitting music with Gerald Celente on with us. I want to be specific with him in a moment and get into the next phase in the collapse. How he sees this historically unwinding and unfolding. Bob Chapman will also join us next hour to specifically burrow in to his research. I know he's on it to find out exactly what happened yesterday. The word is there was a lot of people that were short on gold in Europe and that they had to dump stock to be able to cover their position. We know it wasn't a fat finger. It wasn't Procter & Gamble. That's even CNBC admits it was at least 9 stocks simultaneously that did this, and they halted trading in Europe. A lot of chicanery. We have a specialist on that issue alone, Bob Chapman, joining us next hour. Before we go back to our guest, we produced and released 2 new films in the month of April. I released, of course, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, which is just excellent, exposing the New World Order, the global government, who these people are, how to stop them, government drug dealing, government kidnapping, white slavery, how they're bribing people, how they're controlling them, what the banks are doing, and Police State 4, the rise of FEMA, how they're planning to suppress the people, training to take on the Tea Parties, training the military to take on the American people, the reality of the FEMA camps. It's all proven in Police State 4, the rise of FEMA. But remember William Lewis, who made Camp FEMA and a lot of other great films with Gary Franchi. They have released a new film. I've got it here in stock. We can't start shipping it till the 16th or 17th. It officially comes out the 17th, but that's just a week away, a little more than a week away, about 8-9 days away. If you want it first, we're going to ship this out, UPS or Postal Service, however you order it, and your purchase supports us. But that's not what's important here. That's not what's important, okay? Supporting us is secondary. This film exposes the Ninth and Tenth Amendment powers, the state's rights rebellion. In fact, I have the Republican Party calling for basically the states to say no to the New World Order today and starting a state's rights task force. The point is, I'm in there, Michael Bagnarek, Dr. Edwin Vieira, so many other great political minds about how to take the states back. This is a key handbook. So people know the difference between a democracy and a constitutional republic. This is such an important film. Don't tread on me. You can pre-order it now at Infowars.com. You can also watch the newest trailer because William Lewis has authorized us to make a Infowars.com-centric trailer. That's up on Infowars.com. That's up on the Alex Jones channel. You can order the DVD now. We have it with some big discounts with some of the other films. So don't tread on me, ladies and gentlemen. A refresher course on the Constitution now available at Infowars.com. The people know there's a problem, but they don't understand the full magnitude of it. So get it at Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, and I want to thank all of you for your support of the online video bookstore. Okay, going back to Gerald Celente. Gerald, I want to rapid-fire ask you questions and have you finish the Twitter question that we mentioned before the break. But before we do that, information is power. Christ said the people perish for lack of knowledge. We're here to try to give them the knowledge. The guests I have on this show are the people that are consistently right, not the people that are consistently wrong. The people that will tell the truth, the people that are constitutionalist like yourself, and your Trends Journal is invaluable. Many of the biggest corporations on earth you've consulted for and subscribed to it. The people need the Trends Journal. How do folks get it?
TrendsResearch.com, TrendsResearch.com. And I also want to make it very clear that we know these are difficult times for a lot of people. So we have a discount request form, and we try to make it available to everyone, students, unemployed. Just tell us what your situation is, and we'll do our best to help you out.
Absolutely. And again, give that website out one more time.
TrendsResearch.com. That's with an S, plural, Trends Research.
Okay, Bob Chapman's coming up, and I want to try to keep you 5 minutes to the next hour, so we have every second we can with you now to go through calls and Twitter questions. But going back to this first Twitter question that I posed as we went to break, I'd like to know if he has the same forecast for financial collapse that he had 1 year ago. Have things changed? So you've been dead on about exactly what would happen, even the countries where it would start. Do you want to revise that any because you have new info? And then I will add the caveat, the proviso. And what do you see coming in the year after that? What comes next?
All right, here it is. This came out when it was released in January 13th, the top trend, the crash of 2010. We stick with our forecast. Before the new year begins, no one will be able to deny that the great equity markets have crashed. The currencies are being devalued around the world. Gold prices are well over $1,500. We are sticking with our forecast that the markets will crash before the year is out. And I also want to make this very clear. It's not only going to be a financial crash. It's going to come from a lot of different directions. Our greatest fear, and we've said this when they began the great bailout bubble in March of 2009, is that when all else fails, they take you to war. So our scenario is this, Alex. We're going to see 9/11 magnitude terror strikes happen. When they happen, the last time they happened after 2001, they closed Wall Street down for several days. If you had CDs, you couldn't cash them in. They're financial instruments. This time, they're going to close the banks. And when they reopen the banks, we forecast they will have devalued the dollar. So they'll say, don't worry about it. You'll be able to get your money out. It's backed by the FDIC, but you can't get it out all at once. And when you do get it out, it's not going to be worth a fraction of what it was before. So these are the integrated systems that we're looking at. And I'm saying this so that people take proactive measures now. Don't wait to wake up one day as you did yesterday and see the markets collapse around you. Take proactive measures now. It doesn't cost anything. But if you don't plan for the worst now and the worst happens, then you'll lose everything. If you take measures now and things happen slowly, you haven't lost anything, you've gained.
So what do? Get a lot of our money out of the bank? Most people don't even have any money to get out of the bank. What do? Get some storable food, water, get a second job now so you're ready for what's coming. Warn your neighbors so they'll have some respect for you and listen to you when all this comes true. What do, Gerald?
Well, all of those things. Number one, about the neighbors. Like-minded people forming groups. In the event the worst happens, then you have a strategy and a plan. You can work together. It's the community. Keep your money. Don't spend a dime you don't have to spend, especially on junk and eating crappy food. Cook your own. Make it better. The survival strategies that you talk about with the seeds and the water. Number three, any money that you do have, I keep it in my own hands. Why keep it in the bank? What are you getting from putting it there? You're only taking a risk. Speaking only for myself, I'm a firm believer in gold. 80% of my assets are in gold. And then people, you know, I see these comments and they say, oh, Salenti's involved with, you know, gold companies. No, I'm not. I don't take a penny from anybody. So it's only what I do and what I believe, and I've been writing about it for years. And number four, I'm a believer in Second Amendment rights. Make sure you're armed for the worst to happen, because you're going to see violence increase at a very rapid rate. So those are the kind of initial things to consider. Grow your own, those crisis gardens that you talk about. The summer is coming upon us. You can grow all the food you need to feed your family and have a lot left over and put it up for the winter. So anything you can do, that Yankee frugality, let's go back to the things that made this country what it was. Use it up, wear it out, make it do without.
Well, expanding on that, I think about my grandfather on my dad's side. He would repair his own equipment. You talk about MacGyver, and all those old farmers and ranchers were like that. My dad has a lot of those skills. I don't have one-tenth of the skills my dad has. He has probably half the skills his father had. And everybody knew, even in good times, to have storable food, to be prepared, to save money, because they'd gone through the Great Depression. And if we had right at 90% of the public being rural during the Great Depression and being self-sufficient, and still major universities have estimated 17 million starved to death over those 10 years. And now we have 89% being urban and only about 11% being rural. Only half of the rural are somewhat self-sufficient in national studies. If we have another meltdown depression like that, nobody's going to be able to take care of you. The government, the banks, they couldn't even help with Katrina. They can't even stop an oil leak. I mean, my God, we're talking about a road warrior situation. And I see the reports where they're laying off half the teachers in some cities, more than half the cops, half the sheriff's deputies. And the half they keep are there in the news being told they're just there to raise revenue and write tickets for the government. So, and I'm starting to see a lot of sheriffs in Texas and Pennsylvania and Ohio say, buy guns. You've got to protect yourself. So we're seeing the veneer of the civilization, the rotten paint starting to peel off.
Yeah, and you said it about in the old days, people knew how to do it themselves. You know, I own a 1994 Audi. I could buy anything that I want to buy. I don't want one of those cars. I don't need all those gadgets. You know, kick the addiction. And by the way, stop wasting your money and going to college and getting a degree in business administration. Now, this is a lot of baloney. If you're going to go to college, only do it for a skill that you can get a return on investment. That's one of the biggest rackets in this country. We talk about the military-industrial complex. We talk about big pharma, big food. It's also the college-industrial complex. This is one of the greatest scams going on in the world. I love it. Oh, my son got a scholarship. Oh, not a full scholarship, a partial scholarship. How much is it going to cost? Oh, only about $20,000 a year. Oh, it would have cost $40,000 a year. Yeah, you know what it's like? It's like going to one of these bazaars in Turkey where they give you, oh, you could buy it for this price. They'll get any dollar that they can get. You're wasting your money, sending your kid to school if they're not going to get a diploma that's going to buy them a job. Stop this nonsense and put the money to good use. And if you want to get a skill in business administration, start as an apprentice working for somebody.
But that's the way it was done. That's the way it was done. I mean, I read about the founding fathers and then Andrew Jackson. They were all apprentices. That's how they got their law degree. That's how they got their professorship. Is that there were a lot of people that wanted to be apprentices. They only took the people that were smart and willing to work. And that's what built this country was the apprenticeship system.
Exactly. People are wasting. These kids are getting out of college with $50,000 in debt and they can't get a job stocking shelves at Walmart at 1 a.m.
I want to go to calls. Time goes so fast with Gerald Celente. Man, we could spend 10 hours with him here. I want to go to calls and ask you some other questions, but quickly, you've said some terrorist age, some of it's provocateur. We know that's true, but you said no. 2010, Pakistan is going to start attacking. You said small attacks, but also leading to huge attacks as big as 9/11. And now we see the situation with Pakistan. Go ahead. How did you predict that?
It's so easy to see. The President Obama, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, you know, I wonder if Norway is Orwell spelled backwards. They've expanded that war in Pakistan, this brilliant AFPAC strategy. You know, these swivel chair generals and secretaries of this and that coming up with these wonderful strategies. They're going to weed out the Taliban and Al-Qaeda on the Afghan-Pakistan borders. So Pakistan is fighting this huge war. There's the greatest refugee crisis since Rwanda.
They've now announced yesterday, CNN, 1,000 drones, and it says the kids piloting these by remote are allowed, in fact, print that again for me, to kill anybody they want with no evidence. They just said that they can just kill anybody who, quote, acts like a gorilla.
I know. These are called extrajudicial killings, white shoe boy languages. And it's also what it is, it's against international law. So what's happening is President Obama has already, I think it's 34 major drone strikes this year, and bi-weekly. And by the way, the CIA is behind it, and they're not supposed to be involved in these kind of things. So now here's the scenario. Your family gets killed. Your relatives are slaughtered, maimed. They've lost everything because of a huge proxy war that Washington is fighting in Pakistan. You think you want to get even? Has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda or or the Taliban. Oh, it may, but there's other things. It's as old as the Old Testament. It's called revenge. And we're going to see revenge attacks. And then, Alex, they come up with this fairy tale that by waging this war, we're going to weed out the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda on these borders of Pakistan and Afghanistan. Oh, yeah, are you? How about getting rid of the Bloods and the Crips in Los Angeles? Just start there before you move around the country. They can't do that. Who in their right mind believes these fairy tales? It's the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower, that Smedley Butler, and other great Americans warned us about.
And they know.
These guys.
And they know that it's going to cause people to attack. And they want the attacks as a pretext to take our freedoms.
Exactly. So this is why we're talking about the economics collapse, the economic collapse coming from many different directions. Because just like now, what happened? The oil spill was all over the news. It drained from the news when the Times Square bomber surfaced.
Well, you know, we've confirmed they were running a drill. That whole thing looks suspicious to me.
But again, what they'll do when there's a terrorist strike, the people will rally behind the president. Look, they did it with Bush. 92% of the people wanted to go attack Afghanistan to bring back Osama bin Laden, dead or alive. It's 9 years later. Yeah, what did the Iranians quoted that he said? He's in Washington.
Gerald, we're going to come back and take some calls and ask some quick questions and cover any other trends that you want to discuss here with us. Gerald Celente is our guest. But going on a break, I want to come back and have you answer this question briefly. When you talk about a great war, that's what governments always do when they're imploding, is they launch a big war, World War III style, as a political distraction. I mean, is that what you're basically saying is coming?
We're saying World War III is on the way. The riots in Greece will spread across Europe, will spread east into Ukraine, into Latvia, Estonia. The world is going to be on fire.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you'd get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
All right, we got Gerald this segment, the next, and Bob Chapman, the whodunit, what really happened yesterday with the 1,000-point plunge, what's happening in the markets, and more of your calls. I've got some Twitter questions, and Randy, Shanky, Joe, Jeff, and Fred, and others. But a quick question, Gerald Celente. There's a lot of drum beating by the FCC, by the media, by the governments of the world to censor the Internet. A, when do you see this World War III thing being launched? B, do you see them trying to clamp down on the web?
Well, when it happens, they will clamp down on the web. When they lose control, every aspect where they lose control, they will try to double up and gain more control. The war is happening now. It was announced just 2 days ago that President Obama is going to step up the attacks in Pakistan. From Pakistan, it could explode into India. We don't know what Israel is going to do with Iran. The whole Middle East is up for grabs. There is no peace process. It's only getting worse over there. We can't put a specific date on it, but it's in the making. And unless the people really become aware of it, stand up and step out and speak out, then we're doomed.
All right,
it's up to the people.
Let's go to calls. Randy in Texas, thanks for holding. Go ahead. Quick question.
What do you recommend ordinary citizens do with their assets, hard assets? More precisely, what type should we get into?
Well, I'm not allowed by law to provide financial advice. That's why I always make it clear this is what I would do. And what I've done, and I've said it over and over again, is very simple for me. I buy gold, 80%. The rest of my money, I have hedged. I'm in dollars, and I'm in Canadian dollars. One goes up, the other goes down. All I want is wealth preservation. Gold is my wild card. The other ones, all I want to do is stay even.
That's right. In this game, gold could be, and this is for me personally, speculatively it could go way up. But bottom line, it has real intrinsic value, and so it is an emergency backup. It's insurance. I'm not looking in this danger zone to have big increases, though gold is doing that. I'm looking at wealth preservation. Thank you, Randy. Shanky in Georgia, you're on the air with Gerald Celente. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks. Congratulations, both you and Gerald, for the great success y'all are having and getting the word out. Really appreciate what y'all are doing. My question resolves. Y'all were talking about money, holding cash, taking the money out of the banks. A lot of the questions I get revolve around 401ks and IRAs, and you know, with the reflation trade and the potential of a failed treasury auction and all the monetization, they have discussed basically what they're discussing in Greece taking over the pension plan. Gerald, do you think they'll take the 401k, the IRA monies, and force it into treasuries to keep this country alive as long as possible?
If a war breaks out, that could be one of the things that they do. Again, what they'll use is they'll use a war or a terror attack to take any draconian measures that they can and hide behind them. We saw it with Bush with the abrogation of so many of our rights under the Patriot Act, with the wiretapping, on and on and on. Yes, it becomes a probability. And unfortunately, I'm stuck in situations too. You know, I have to put money in IRAs. I mean, I get taxed very heavily. You know, so I have my money floating out in that as well. But again, my strategy is it's in, and I know the downsides, believe me, but I have to do something. I have my money in ETFs, in, as I mentioned, both dollars and Canadian and gold.
All right, we're going to break here. I would just add that treasury auctions are already failing. Most of the new treasury auctions they have are not being 100% bought by other institutions or governments. the Federal Reserve is coming in and monetizing part of that debt. Correct, Gerald Celente?
That's correct.
All right, so the Treasury auctions are already failing. That's been going on for, what, a year and a half. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
With the implementation of Codex Alimentarius, it is clear that we must act quickly to avoid losing our freedom of choice where personal health preferences are concerned. As of January 1, 2010, Codex Alimentarius was implemented within the European Union, resulting in the restricted sale of many natural supplements, including colloidal silver. We must take immediate steps to assure a continuing supply of colloidal silver for ourselves and our families. Act now to acquire the means of producing this beneficial supplement in the privacy of your own home. Colloidal silver is a powerful antipathogenic used for more than 200 years as a natural alternative to costly drugs and their dangerous, unpredictable side effects. Go to www.silverlungs.com for more information on how to secure your freedom of choice by producing your own colloidal silver right from home. That's www.silverlungs.com. Silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
These are going to have to be quick questions and answers from Gerald Celente of Trends Research. We appreciate him joining us. He says, Tarantino asks, what happens to the people that owe taxes and are under a payment plan? You know, California admits they raised all their taxes. Tax receipts went down. They want to destroy the economy. But what happens to all these people that are already barely hanging on, that have become bankrupt, that owe all these taxes? What happens to them in the Depression, Gerald?
Well, they won't stop trying to collect your taxes. They'll hound you to your grave. We're going to see revolution in this country. We've written about it before. It's called the Second American Revolution. It's the tax protests and the tea parties. And once again, you know, we're not Monday morning quarterbacks. We predicted this as a top trend in 2007, tax revolts. We called it the coalition of the cash strap. So, no, this country is going to be in a very difficult time.
And now it's the Tea Party.
Well, yeah, the Tea Party is the beginning. We've given it an official name, what we see happening next. We're calling it the progressive libertarian. Progressive in terms of things like clean foods and clean water and vitamins.
And local wellness. Local government, local control. Another quick question here. What are your predictions on the UK as a result of the hung parliament, both economically and globally? And what's your prediction for the next countries to go down after Greece, Portugal, and Spain?
The next countries to go down are going to be in Eastern Europe. Ukraine's already out, and so many of the other small ones. Now, the next big hit is going to be the UK. The election in the UK means nothing. It's like electing a Republican or a Democrat. It goes basically in the same direction. They don't have these genius minds that are going to be able to save the day. So it's going to decline terribly. More defaults, more banks going bust, and more calls to bail them out.
And as they get more desperate, the criminals will only steal that much faster to move to their offshore islands as they're now doing. Joe in Milwaukee, quick question for Gerald Celente.
Yes, Wednesday, the Handelsblatt, the German trade newspaper, said that the battle is going to begin against England and America. Because of retaliation, they sold all those shares, and I'll give you the think tank's name. It's called Leap/E2020.
All right, let me get a comment on that. Merkel came out yesterday. In fact, guys, print me that article. I didn't see it in my stack. And called them evil, malevolent bankers are doing this. We've even got the politicians turning against the bankers now, Gerald.
Well, you know, what Merkel's doing is for public consumption because, you know, the Germans don't want to bail out the Greeks or anybody else. But again, it's the beginning of World War III. We're seeing it happen in front of our eyes. This is the way these things unfold. And then when it happens, they're going to say, well, it happened because they assassinated the Archduke Ferdinand. You know, so it's all bleeding up to that now. The sides are being, the people are getting on the different sides and the lines are being drawn. Again, the new party, Progressive Libertarian, we're going to see it happen. The country is going to enter into the second revolution.
So a new populist movement. Quickly, Jeff in New York, quick question for Gerald Celente.
Okay, two quick questions. Number one, I live with these people here in New York, and as you know, I called you before. What should be the case is this. Number one, when are the stupid patriots going to do something about New York? Your problems are coming from one small island. Don't sit where you are. What are you going to do about these characters here? Second thing, why don't we simply have a movement to say the old thing, repudiate the debt? Well, these people don't need to be paid. They need a payroll.
I hear you. We're out of time. Gerald Celente, Trends Research.
It's happening now. It's beginning, and people are standing up, and it's going to change. It's going to change to the better as it gets worse.
Well, we have our once-a-month visit with you. We appreciate you coming back just 2 weeks after your last visit. Hopefully, we can have you back on in 2 weeks again. And again, the website's trendsresearch.com. Gerald Celente, thank you for spending time with us.
Hey, thank you. And my best to Bob Chapin. He's great.
You bet. God bless you. I'm Alex Jones. Our website's InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Bob Chapman on what happened in the markets yesterday. Straight ahead. He'll be able to tell us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a Diamond Gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I hate to say we told you so. More than 12 years ago, I was interviewing economist George Humphrey, who's, by the way, going to be in studio next week talking about the economy. Former city council member, good friend of mine. He talked about derivatives, how it was planned to create this global debt bubble, how they would collapse it, bring in a world government. That's now being openly announced. Bob Chapman for 40-plus years exposing it. Last year, I interviewed Salente. Also interviewed economist Webster Tarpley and others. In my film, The Obama Deception, we laid out everything that was going to happen, everything that has now happened. It's not prophecy. We knew what Goldman Sachs and others were doing. The people are now ready to see the Obama deception. They now know they're in trouble. Now is the time to awaken people. 6 months ago, we released a second film, Fall of the Republic. Our whole Bill of Rights, our Constitution, our financial system, all being done criminally. I lay out in this film exactly how they were going to do it, what was going to happen in 2010, 2011, everything. We even mentioned Greece and others as the first to go. We have the people on this show who know what they're talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Okay? The mainstream media knows. They just won't tell you. If we politically can stand up against this, we can stop the World War III, we can stop the global implosion, we can stop the plunge protection team and the stock market manipulation, get these two films and get them out to everyone you know. Make copies of them. If you can't afford the DVD in the highest quality, people are more apt to watch it if you give them this. They're free online. You can go to prisonplanet.tv for 15 cents a day, download them all in the highest quality and burn them to disc. We released two new films last month. We're working our butts off. Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. Incredible film. Breaks it all down. Gotta be seen. We cover the police state takeover, how they plan to enforce it, how they're trying to take on gun owners, veterans, Tea Party people, how they're building FEMA camps. All proven. Not speculation. Absolute, absolute documented fact. It is, look, if we're in a race. The people are waking up. The sleeping giant is rousing. But we've got to wake up even more and fast so they know just how serious this system is. Now, I am so glad that we had Bob Chapman scheduled for today, as he's on with us every Friday, but he was out the last 2 weeks at golf tournaments. He deserves some time off. And when this happened yesterday in the second hour of the show, or was it the third hour, Matt Ryan, we got several TV news programs on always in there. They've got about 8 monitors with different news on it. We've got 2 TV monitors with cable on it. Matt Ryan, when it had dropped 300 points in a minute and a half, said, you got to put this on screen. We put it on screen. In the next 5 minutes, it dropped right to 1,000 points and then suddenly reversed. This is the biggest one-day drop and rebound ever. And Bob Chapman is the leading expert specifically that we've interviewed with the accuracy of predictions. He predicted the 2008. He predicted it would slow down again in 2010, 2011 as the prime depression zone. Same thing. The former head of the Treasury, the father of Reaganomics, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, says they're destroying the economy by design. We now have the Goldman Sachs emails confirming this. This is command destruction. Like when a mosquito sticks its proboscis in your leg, it pumps in an acid enzyme to dissolve the cells so it can suck up the blood. They have injected us. Now they're sucking us dry. And they are just out of control. So I'm so glad we've got Bob of the International Forecaster on, military intelligence, the biggest gold, silver and gold broker, private broker, and that's mainline news reporting that. At the time, he had the biggest private newsletter in the world till he retired in 88. He came back in the last decade. We've been interviewing him because he just couldn't stay retired. And he put out the Gary Allen report as well. He helped publish None Dare Call a Conspiracy. He's been fighting for 45 years. And we've got Merkel blasting treacherous banks in Greek crisis. She's now saying they engineered it. That's a head of state. So the rats are turning on each other. That's out of French news agency. Here's Bloomberg. Merkel slams Greek scandal as Goldman role examined. It's Goldman in every case, as Bob Chapman told you 10 years ago. And so to discuss what happened yesterday and then where this melt, I mean, I remember him saying 3 years ago that it would start in Greece, then Portugal, then Spain, now England, a hung parliament in England. They're saying England's got as big a debt ratio. We're already having treasury auction failures, the Fed's having to buy it. California knew when they raised taxes that it would cause less receipts. That was in the LA Times 2 days ago. They know raising taxes and carbon taxes is going to bankrupt us. They want to bankrupt us. They're all or nothing in. This is a criminal financial assault backed up by paramilitary military force.
This is it. There's no more denial. We were right about everything. It stands on its own. You better listen to us right now. Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, good to have you with us for the rest of the hour. Break down what's going on, because if anybody knows what happened yesterday, it is that bloodhound, Bob Chapman.
Well, thank you very much. And after all these years, I've got to tell you, Alex, and I'm going to tell you once, you're brilliant. Thank you, Gerald Celente, for the kind words, and I return them, and mutual admiration. What happened yesterday in the market, we had selling come in from Europe. I understand it was two hedge funds, and then the black boxes took over. And you just described the results. It dropped 1,000 points. The government rushed in and ran it back up again. There was no person pushing the wrong button. That was a cover lie, if you may. And the market is now down 140 points today and headed south again. And it's going to go down a long way when you got Richard Russell telling us the Dow's going to 1,000. I'm looking for 2,800 to 3,200. So isn't Dave Tice. And Joe Granville as well, and we all know each other, and we don't communicate, so we don't compare things, and so we're on our way. If you're in the stock market, you better be out. The only exception is gold and silver shares, and of course, you should all be accumulating gold and silver coins. And so yesterday was on a scale of October the 19th, 1987. I was in London that day, and all heck broke loose. Actually, they had a hurricane the night before, and all the trees were down and everything. But I had lunch with a fellow, a friend of mine, and actually two of them, and one of them was for the Bank of England. And he says, "You never guess what's going on over at my office." And I said, "What?" And of course, this was after the second pint. And he said the U.S., through the IMF, is selling gold, and they just docked it down $100 illegally. So this is nothing new, and this is as damaging as what happened during late 1987. And that's why the Wharton Group and Financial Markets Executive Order was executed and finalized in August of the following year by Ronald Reagan. He was misled. Sure, he wanted to save markets when they were collapsing. Anybody would. But what these people have done, the Goldmans and the Morgans and so on, Treasury and the Fed, what they've done is use it 24-7 in every market in the world, rigging it. A command economy.
Bob, let's stop there.
Wait a minute. The same thing that Adolf Hitler had. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt. And start over. We're going to break in about 4 minutes, but start over. For laymen that have tuned in, we have a lot of new listeners. We've probably gotten 30, 40 new affiliates in the last 2 months. For people that don't know what the plunge protection team is, for people that don't know what a command economy is with insider banks, the top six banks running it, explain to people what happened in 87 and what's happening today and what happened yesterday.
The stock market collapsed, and when it was collapsing, they collapsed gold deliberately so people wouldn't think that there was something terribly wrong, when in fact there was. They've been doing that again under this working group in financial markets, also known as the plunge protection team, made up of the Secretary of the Treasury, the head of the Federal Reserve, head of the Fed of New York, head of the SEC, and the CFTC. And they have crews that work 24-7, and their orders generally come either from the Treasury or the Fed. And they have a joint committee as well. And so they were in there rigging all the time. And this has been going on for a long time. And so this is why you can't get true markets. And the differences between what's going on now and what has gone on before is in this command economy, it's a combination of corporate entities and government working together. In fact, the corporate entities control the government, and they control all the politicians who they can buy off, which is most all of them. That's why it's so important. You got to kick all these incumbents out in this coming election both in the House and those who are running in the Senate, to give us a chance of implementing something that will change the course. Get rid of the Patriot Acts, get rid of executive orders, lobbying, campaign contributions, I mean, the Federal Reserve. I could go on and on. And that's the course we've got to take.
Now, Bob, to inject a question here, yesterday listening to News Radio 590 after I got off air, I heard broker after broker, and I heard private day trader after day trader, and then I went and looked it up and found out that this indeed did happen. The news reported it, but just as a minor footnote, that while this was happening, everyone was locked out of the stock markets. And so the public couldn't go in and buy while it was going down. They couldn't buy while it was going up. And as you said, the black boxes took over. And so they can't say, hey, we rigged the market. They tell you somebody had a fat finger. But even CNBC has had analysts on saying, look, it was a whole bunch of stocks. This wasn't just Procter & Gamble. And it was huge plunges on the European stock exchanges that caused this. So they think we're so dumb, they basically tell us a cow kicked over a lantern.
Well, you're absolutely right. And those people saying those things were right as well. The black box trading has got to be stopped. Derivatives have to be terminated. And that's part of the things that we have to change.
Well, let's explain what black box trading is and your perspectives on where the economy is going. Dr. Roberts on with us a few weeks ago said that he is now revising his forecast and saying we could have a full-bore total depression even quicker. And we're basically already in a depression. Bob Chapman is our guest. Stay there.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
To show the mind control we're under, there was a couple of water bottles in Times Square, so they evacuated it. This is the brainwashing that's going on. I don't want to just hog Bob Chapman to myself today. We're going to take tweet questions at Twitter.com/TheRealAlexJones for people that want to ask specific questions for Bob Chapman. We're going to open the phones up for specific questions on the economy, on the global meltdown. Stock traders can call in, people who were locked out during this controlled plunge and the pumping it back up with Bob Chapman today. Bob, I mean, when they say somebody with a fat finger did this, that destroys confidence right there. But it also trains the public that, oh, it can go up and down all day. This is not your opinion. This is on record that there's the plunge protection team. It's on record it's used all over the world. It's on record it's used by insiders, and that Goldman Sachs and others have special computer programs that defraud this. But still, I was on a radio show yesterday, and they were doubting me that this even exists. People better find out about this, shouldn't they?
Absolutely. And they're in the denial, many of these people. They've never heard this before. They don't want to hear it. And if they did hear it, they don't want to talk about it because it might cost them their job. So you have this giant blackmail going on something that is an historical fact, something that functions 24/7 and has since 1988. I mean, we're not only seeing it in the gold and silver market, we're seeing it in commodities, we're seeing it in the stock market, all over the world. And this is international fascism is what it is.
And they're holding nations hostage, saying you will raise taxes. You will give us trillions of dollars globally every month. We won't tell your Bundes. We won't tell your Reichstag. We won't tell your parliament. We won't tell your Congress where the money went. How big is this to have Merkel come out and say, quote, Goldman Sachs and the banks are treacherous and engineered this? I mean, that's a quote.
And that's right. And she's terrified that they're going to lose the election, which I think is tomorrow in North Rhine-Westphalia, which is Northwest Germany. And, you know, it's economic survival because she approved the German participation in the bailout, and 63% of Germans were against it. And incidentally, from its very inception of the euro, 69% of men and 71% of women have not wanted the euro in Germany. And what's happened there, and if you remember, we talked about this, and I brought it up 4 or 5 months ago, and I said they're going for it. And they're going to use Greece down the line. There's about 19 in total countries that are ready to go under, which Gerald just talked about at the end of his conversation before I get on the air. And they wanted to bring them all down together and devalue and then get rid of the debt between one another multilaterally. And that's not going to happen the way they wanted it to now. What's going to happen is everything's going askew. The Greeks stood up on their hind legs and said, hey, we're not going to take it anymore. And they're going to keep on demonstrating until the government backs off. Now, I was interviewed on Athens International, BBC Worldwide, French Worldwide, Deutsche Welle, 3 weeks ago. And then last week I was on with the largest newspaper in Greece. And they said to me, what should we do? And the people don't think they're responsible. I said, well, legally they are because they put these people in office. I said, they're going to have to work their way through it. Either that or change the system. And so if they don't offer you a good deal, that is the Eurozone or the EU, then what you do is default to the debt, leave the euro and go back to the drachma and live happily ever after. No matter which way you cut it, you're going to have a depression for the next 5 or 10 years. So get used to it.
That is exactly what I told National Greek Radio yesterday and a month ago. And the Greek radio stations I've been on several, all said that people are aware of this radio show and what we're doing and what you're doing, and that the Greek people are actually listening to us and understand what's happening. And they've been told in austerity, you will give us at least half your pension funds just in round one, money they invested. And then why are the bankers so arrogant? We have the head of the IMF and the Washington Post 2 weeks ago saying the good times are over. That's a quote. We're going to take everything you got. Why are they so arrogant?
Papandreou is a Bilderberger. And I brought that out in my interviews, both of them. In fact, the lady, Helena Skopas, who interviewed me for the radio interview, she said, I don't know whether they'll put this on the air, but they did. And so that's why. Because you get one of the members of the Rat Pack who's running the country.
Stay there, Bob. We got a bunch of questions from Twitter and phone calls for you straight ahead. They'll take us in informative directions. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new QuickFix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Bob Chapman is our guest. We're going to be taking your phone calls and asking him your Twitter questions. He'll be with us 20 minutes into the next hour. Then we'll get into all the other news and continue with your phone calls coming up in about 50 minutes from now when Bob leaves us. InternationalForecaster.com is his excellent website. Before I get into questions from the listeners and phone calls, I want to get into the gold market. But before we do that, Bob Chapman, specifically for those that don't understand, and again, this has even been on CNBC, but only here and there, the special computer trading programs that only Goldman Sachs and a few other of the big six banks have, they're black boxes that can siphon off billions every week, literally theft. They bring the suckers in. They're telling them, you know, get back into the market. Europe is plunging. This is all being done by design, but I agree with you. It's getting out of control in Iceland and Greece, in Spain and Portugal, in England. The people are saying, we're not doing this. The Americans are behind the curve in waking up, but they're starting to wake up. Explain to people again what the President's Open Market Committee is, what the Plunge Protection Team is, and the unbelievable power this gives the fractional reserve banking cartel. Not only can they create trillions of made-up assets for themselves and crap derivatives and certify them, but they also rig the market. Explain how big a deal that is and where gold should really be right now if they weren't in there trying to suppress it.
Well, first of all, the algorithms that are used are computer programs. And those programs are used in a combination with the computer in the New York Stock Exchange. And the closer you are to the NYSE computer, the more access and the quicker access that you have to the orders coming through, and they come through in nanoseconds. And so what these characters like Goldman does, and there's 17 of them, so the 17 computers, one after the other, lined up, and you pay a certain fee to the stock exchange to go in there and front-run the orders is actually what they're doing. Of course, the SEC won't tell you that, and they won't stop it because it's a big profit center because they're stealing from other institutions as well as the public. And so they use these formulas, and they go into the computer because they get the information first, and then they either buy or sell in relation to the order that's coming through. And they don't make much money, a quarter of a penny, a half a penny, a penny. And at the end of the day, it's only $8 million. At the end of the week, it's $1 billion that they've stolen. And so that's what that's all about. And they continue to let it happen, just like derivatives. No control. I mean, the SEC might just as well not even be there.
Okay.
And the same thing with the CFTC.
And, of course, the CFTC, all these groups are almost completely commanded by J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and the other big four banks alumni, but Goldman Sachs is the key group. Now, you've worked at all levels of this, Bob. I know we don't know how they did it, but we know it was rigged, and even CNBC is saying that, and it wasn't a fat finger. But how, I mean, we know they rigged it through the Plunge Protection Team, but we don't know how, or maybe you do, how were they able, and we've confirmed this, to block out 90-plus percent of traders and day traders and even people on the stock exchange? How did they lock it down? What was the mechanism for that 10-15-minute period to just lock everybody out, and what is their mechanism to go in specifically? What's the instrument through the Plunge Protection Team? What happened yesterday, and if they can shave points off for themselves at the source of the river of money, then is this signaling a new level of insider trading and control when they just lock the whole stock market down for themselves?
Well, it is a new level, and I must admit I cannot describe how they've done that, and I just don't know. And I think the guy who could tell you is Max Keiser, who has worked on those programs. And he would be the one to be able to describe that.
Yeah, let's get Keiser on Sunday or Monday. Emergency call to Max Keiser. Good point. Go ahead, Bob.
And so I can't answer the question because my knowledge only goes so far. And I don't know how they did it. And I don't even know who did it. I don't know whether it was government or it was Goldman or who it was.
Now, how does the Plunge Protection Team work?
They have people watching the markets. They have direction. It's just like the Fed and the Treasury tell. See, this, They used to be 21, there's now 19 brokerage houses that work with the Fed and the Treasury. And each morning they have a conference call, and they're told what to do in the market. A brokerage house A, you go in and you make sure the price of gold gets down $3 today and silver gets down 15 cents today. Brokerage house number two, you make sure that the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up at least 20 points today. Brokerage house number three, we want you, because copper is leading the pack in the commodity market, we want you to knock it down 10 or 15 cents if you can. And they supply the money to do that. And that's going on in every market in the world. These people are all professionals. And so they're rigging all the markets.
And giving themselves an incredible unfair trade advantage.
Absolutely. I mean, it is a license to steal. People used to think that the specialists had a license to steal. I mean, this is phenomenal. And they're making hundreds of billions of dollars. They're draining all of the pension and profit-sharing plans, the people who are managing money at a tremendous disadvantage, and only 8% of the trades in the New York Stock Exchange now are individual trading accounts. The 73% are black box, these algorithms. And there's no liquidity in the market.
But as best you can tell, specifically, we know they started shutting down the European stock exchanges. Right before that, they were in free fall. And so to cover positions, of the info you have, correct me if I'm wrong, is that big outfits dumped a bunch of stock. The contagion spread in the 5 minutes they weren't watching. It dropped 1,000 points. The computers kicked in and drove it back up 1,000.
Well, I don't know about the computers kicking back in and taking it back up 1,000. I rather suspect the government was behind that when they started plunging. They probably went all out and bought the different derivative contracts to run it back up again. That's what I meant.
I meant the government computer system, because from what you and others have said, that's pretty much pre-programmed.
I think that is, and it goes far beyond that. But, you know, we can accept the fact that there should be some sort of method of keeping the market from plunging 1,000 points in a day. And a working group and financial markets plunge protection team could do something like that, but not what they're doing. They are raping. And that's not what this was designed for. And it's got to stop. The executive order has to be killed. In fact, I think there should be no executive orders.
All right, Bob.
Just like I don't think there should be lobbying or campaign contributions or Patriot Act 1 and 2 and the Federal Reserve, and I can go on and on.
All right, Bob Chapman's going to be with us 20 minutes in the next hour, so plenty of time for your Twitter questions and your live phone calls on air. Chris, Pastor Al, Matt, Fred, many others that are patiently holding. But shifting gears for just the next 5 minutes, I want to bring Ted Anderson up with us. You know, I don't tell people financial advice. I tell people what I personally have done. I bought most of the gold I have when it was 280, 300, 400, 500. I haven't sold any of it. I personally didn't buy it as an investment. I bought it as an emergency backup. And I've still bought some since it went above 1,000. But every analyst we have on says it should be above 2,000, 2,500. It's now come out with the Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan whistleblowers that they are suppressing, that the GATA lawsuits are correct. That's been in testimony now on C-SPAN. So all of this is starting to come out. We know they're trying to hold gold down, but they can't. It's up over $35 in the last 2 days to $1,209.80. So $1,209.80 right now. Silver is way up. What do you see happening in the gold and silver market?
Are you asking me, Alex?
No, I'm asking Bob, then we're going to you, Ted. I want to get your take, too.
She's the best analyst in the world right now. And she said, we're going to break out to a new high. We'll go to 13 to 1500, and then we're going to go up from there. She says, this is a super bull market. I agree with her, and that's where we're going.
Now, and let's be clear, Ted Anderson, and I haven't seen these numbers in the last hour, but if people think gold is way up here in the United States, they haven't even looked at Europe or Asia.
Europe and Asia right now are seeing gold at the peaks that they've never seen before. I mean, yesterday we had a run out of the European currencies into U.S. treasuries and gold, both of those hand in hand. So gold is up, and so is the dollar. Now, today, gold is up over $15 since I talked to you yesterday on the air, and the U.S. dollar is now falling. So obviously the run to treasuries has stopped, and now they're running into gold specifically because everything's down. I mean, you look at the indexes across the board, the Russell, the Dow, everything. Everything's down. It's in the red, but gold is up and silver's up right now.
Bob Chapman and then Ted, explain that in layman's terms. Normally the globalists can balance things. They drive one thing down, they jack something else up. But now we see this gyration accelerating, and it's a coordinated global downfall, is it not?
Well, I think it is, but I think it's gone out of control. And they are no longer able to control in totality the gold and silver market. All they can do is influence it for 2 or 3 days at a time. And that's allowed me, because of my recognition of that, to be so right. I don't encourage trading, but were you to trade by what I've said, for months and months, day to day, you would have done very, very well. And but normally, gold and silver don't go up when the dollar's going up. But I said a year ago, if you remember, that the dollar had decoupled from gold. It was on its own. It is another currency, and that's what it's been for 6,000 years.
Well, Bob, that's one of the Twitter questions. I want to get Ted Anderson's take on this, who's also an expert on these issues. With a great track record of predictions. Looking at this, normally when the dollar's going up, as you said, gold goes down. Now you had the dollar going up in the last few days, now it's going down, and gold's still going up, but separately, crude going way down and gold going way up. So all of the normal rules are now upside down, just like the summer, going back, I've looked at over the last 100 years, is almost always a bad time for metals. Here we are starting the summer, and gold and silver have got a rocket tied to their back.
I'll add to that one right now. 6,000 years ago, when the kings were being buried in the Egyptian tombs, they were putting gold in there because gold was money. Paper currencies like this fiat system that we have right now developed from gold, and they were just certificates of deposit that were being traded amongst merchants. Now we're sitting in this position where gold has been broken away completely from paper currencies, and the reason for having gold as money has been forgotten until now. Now you have Europeans, Asians, people in the United States, South America, Africa, you name it. They're going to gold for money. They're not going to gold because they're looking to speculate or anything else. They're going to gold because they know gold is money and it'll hold value, and it doesn't have to be tied to what the politicians are doing, because they're destroying our world, and so are the banks. And gold is separate from all that. It's like the ultimate safety hedge.
Well, you know, we told people buy gold when it was 300, when it was 500, when it was 1,000. And Ted bought a bunch of gold and silver in the last month when it was a lot less. He can still pass on the savings of the lower prices of gold and silver. It's like you have a time machine and can go back in time and get a better deal on gold and silver. I hope people take advantage of it. And then we're going to get into phone calls and talk about pension funds and where Bob sees this global economic meltdown going. But Ted Anderson, tell people about the Midas Resources gold and silver offer of today.
The offer of today is Franks at $254.68, which is the same price I offered for them yesterday. Now, gold's run up $15 since I made that offer since yesterday, so you can kind of get an idea where that's going. Because this is a fifth of an ounce of gold, you have a $15 increase, you can do the math. This coin has gone up in price on the wholesale market. When I run out of inventory, it'll be up on my retail prices as well. But right now, if you buy just one coin, you can get Bob's International Forecaster, and I don't know if I can give you anything more valuable than that, because right now information is the key. People are sitting here scratching their head wondering what to do. Well, I can tell you, when the whole world is running away from the United States dollar and the euro and all the different currencies across the globe, and they're going to gold, you better pay attention, because there's problems out there. The problems are bigger than we can solve, and we're going to have big drops in the value of our currency.
Well,
here.
Ted, absolutely. Quantify that fifth of an ounce European franc free year digital or hard copy international forecaster deal. Quantify that for people.
Well, I mean, let's just take a look at it. I mean, at $254 an ounce, I mean, by the time you do the math, you're paying about $500 an ounce for gold because you're getting a free subscription, which is worth $159, in my opinion, steeply discounted at that price, should be closer to $800 for a year. But that's just, you know, that's just the market for newsletters. I'm just telling you right now, that coin is due to rise from $254 to about $266 a piece just because of what gold has done today. When you top that off with a $159 subscription, I don't know how I can make that better for you. Plus also, Alex, silver ran up a dollar since yesterday, and right now we have the same silver Walking Liberty halves at $975. Another great buy if you're looking for junk silver or you want Eagles or Maple Leafs. I mean, I don't care what it is that you want in gold and silver at this point in time. My suggestion is that you get moving, and you get moving now. Don't wait till later, because here we are sitting in the summer. The fall is always the best time of the year for gold and silver. People are more concerned about vacations than they are about their economic condition. And for some reason, the fall has always been hot for gold and silver, and here we're seeing it in the summer. We had this happen. Remember back when Bush was leaving office and Paulson was saying that we had to bail out the world and we're looking at martial law if they don't do it. I mean, at that point in time, we had a hot summer for gold. The fall was almost twice as hot. And here we're sitting in the same position. At that time, precious metals dealers were putting limits on what people could
absolutely
buy.
Absolutely, folks. And again, you've got to tell them it's the Alex Jones special to take advantage of this. This is a wonderful deal. I think people should get involved in it. I mean, I certainly believe in it. This is what I personally have done. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. You can get that deal by calling only, 800-686-2237, and tell them it's the Alex Jones special to get the price of gold it was weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks ago, and to have all of those savings passed on. I mean, and if you don't tell them Alex Jones sent you, the current prices Ted has got is very, very competitive, but he does this special for my radio audience. Here's the number, 800-686-2237. Get a few gold coins. Get a bag of silver coins. Start physically holding it. I believe you're going to catch the gold and silver bug, and that's why Ted's offering this great deal. Once you actually hold these in your hand, and we love our listeners being in a great position. It's a win-win-win, symbiotic relationship. Great deal. 800-686-2237. They're standing by. Ted Anderson, thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Bill.
All right. Your phone calls and questions for Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster straight ahead.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
All right, Bob Chapman with us for 20 minutes of the next hour. We're going to do Twitter questions now. And your phone calls, and I'm going to get into pension funds with him because they're already taking many people's pension funds. The government's just moving to take them over. So we'll discuss that when we go to the second segment of the next hour for people that are just joining us, and we'll recap Bob's intel on what really happened yesterday with that 1,000-point plunge and then it going right back up again. Let's talk to Chris in Rhode Island. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
How are you guys doing today?
Pretty good. Go ahead.
Quick question. Is there any way that the general public can check put options on the Dow Jones that happened yesterday? Because we know the SEC doesn't really follow up on things like that, like we saw after 9/11.
That's a great question. We had record put options on airlines betting against them just on American and United in the 4 days before 9/11, and that did come out in the German and British papers that it led back to Buzzy Krongard, executive director of the CIA, Bob Chapman.
Right, and that information is probably available, but I haven't been directly involved in the brokerage business for 20 years or more, and so I can't tell you how to get it.
But there are services out there that have it. The problem is it accurate information?
I would think it would be accurate.
So that's something
that... identify who the sellers are, who the buyers of the puts were, because that's house to house and then to a personal account of some kind. But it can show you the volume by house.
I wonder how the German papers found out it was Buzzy Krongard in 2001.
Probably by their intelligence operations working with American Intel. Gave them the information. I would think that's how they got it.
Well, I'll say this, Chris. That's a great question. Why isn't the mainstream media? In fact, before we accuse them of it, let's Google it. Google under Google News, which will do a news search, put options against the market for market plunge or something like that. Let's find out. Anything else, Chris? He dropped off. Okay, Pastor in Ohio, you're on the air.
Yes, Bob, my question is this. Yesterday with that stock market doing what it was doing, well, then we've had this prediction made back, since the first year, that something was going to happen on May the 6th anyway. Well, then on top of all that, I was listening to another man that was talking on the Internet that's talking about the martial law false flag that they did yesterday. That they was waiting till after 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for them to let them know whether it was going to be a martial law action or a stand down. Do you see all that coming to pass?
Let me just stop you and then get Bob's answer. I do remember people saying something was going to happen May 6th in martial law, and I just ignore that type of stuff usually. Bob, what's your take on that?
Well, I saw the same thing you did and ignored it for the same reason. Maybe somebody had some information that this had been set up ahead of time. It's hard to tell.
Well, we know they had NLEO-10 with simulated nuke attacks set to start on May 6th, and that came out in mainstream news, but then they, quote, canceled it. It is suspicious that I hadn't thought of that. Great point, Pastor. I hadn't thought of it's too incredible, Bob.
It is, and, our problem is that we got to back into everything. We have nothing at our disposal. I mean, we have to use our ingenuity, and it's hard to cover everything.
Pastor, great points. Anything else?
Yes, that's why, Alex, you and Steve Quayle and people like you guys, the one you had on there yesterday, Red, I believe was his name.
Red Beckman.
That's why you guys are so important, because you help everyone else get involved, and you got more eyes seeing things that you can't see. So my whole thing is just hang in there and just keep putting your faith and trust in the Lord, and just keep doing what God has called you to do, Alex, because you're allowing more and more people to wake up.
Pastor, that's a great point. God bless you. We'll be back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is already the fourth and final hour on this May 7th Friday edition. Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com is our guest, one of the best market and economic analysts out there, predicted everything that's currently happening years and years ago with the derivatives bomb run by Goldman Sachs and the other six criminal banks. We're taking your phone calls, your questions, your comments about what you saw happen yesterday with the plunge protection team when the market dropped 1,000 points because of European trading. They pumped it back up through manipulation. That's on record. They have that power. The media is saying a fat finger did it. Maybe the Easter Bunny did it. Now, I want to go through a lot of calls quickly and go through a bunch of Twitter questions here, because I also want to, if you can get in, have brokers or traders call in. We've confirmed that all over the country and the world, regular brokers and traders and day traders couldn't get online during this scenario. Let's go ahead and take calls for Bob Chapman. Let's talk to Al in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alex. I'm always happy to hear Bob Chapman. He's great. I am asking him specifically about his advice that we have what amounts to a congressional clean sweep, because I have more than a little experience both in finance and in politics. I certified the American Stock Exchange and the NASD trading computers because I was both a principal engineer and an SEC registered financial advisor. I resigned my licenses for two specific congressional acts. One was the revocation of Glass-Steagall, and the other was the authorization of the Treasury Department to make secret transactions of any volume whatsoever. Under those conditions, I was satisfied, this was 20 years ago more or less, I was satisfied that the American stock market is absolutely rigged from beginning to end, and that the only alternative to that was to get a clean sweep in Congress. I have done work for Ralph Nader, recently for Deborah Medina, and I just a month ago completed all for free a manpower analysis for Ohio Congressional District 6 for James Traficant. Now, I will name names if I am asked them, but
Me say this. Send us your name, your info. We'll check on you. You sound very credible. I'd like to have you on as a guest, even in studio, if you're in Texas or over the phone, with your information, and so we'd like to talk to you. In fact, we'll put you on hold and get your number, and you can send us your info. And any other points you've got for folks or questions or comments?
I just have a quick question. you're finance, I'm finance. I'm not talking to the candidates. I'm talking to the campaign managers. And the campaign managers are finance people. And I just recently was stunned. I was just flabbergasted when, in passing, I happened to mention that the American government had a new policy of assassinating Americans. The campaign manager for one of these candidates didn't ask me what my evidence was. He said flat out, "That's a lie." And I said, "No, it isn't, and I will be happy to put together."
Well, no, that was in AP and UPI that they will assassinate Americans they believe are tied to terror, and they're saying they're going to arrest Americans. They have bills introduced without due process if they claim they think you might be a terrorist and strip you of your constitutional rights.
That's true. And I said, "I'll put together a half a dozen of these film clips for you," which I did. I called him back, gave him the link to my server. Again, I provide all these services to politicians for free. And I gave him the link to my server to these half a dozen video clips of this. To this day, he has never logged on to that link.
Well, let me raise this point and then come back and get Bob's take on it, Al. When you look at all the major finance ministers in major nations, you look at local mayors, city managers, they're all run by the big banks. Bob Chapman.
That's right, and these people just don't want to know. And he probably knew already, but didn't want to admit it and said, "I don't believe it."
He didn't say, "I don't believe it." He said, I was lying.
Well, it's tantamount. It's another way of putting it.
Well, I read like 7 or 8 mainstream news articles yesterday where they said they're going to kill and secretly arrest and torture citizens and strip us of our rights and that the Pentagon has this power. Al, give us your phone number. We'd like to talk to you. Okay? We're going to put you on hold. Stay there, Bob Chapman. More calls straight ahead.
Dog chewed your remote control, lost your remote, or is your remote control just not working? Let replacementremotes.com replace or fix it for you. We carry a complete line of remote controls for all brands of TV, home audio, or DVD remotes, including old or hard-to-find remote controls. We also can repair or fix your remote control. Visit replacementremotes.com for all your remote control needs. Use coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. We also carry hotel and hospital remote controls. Visit replacementremotes.com or call us at 336-377-2220. That's replacementremotes.com, 336-377-2220.
Replacementremotes.com, replacementremotes.com. If you need a remote control, replacementremotes.com.
For all your remote control needs, visit replacementremotes.com, 336-377-2220.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new QuickFix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every 3 that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy 3, get 1 free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy 3, get 1 free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every 3 that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
800.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm going to rattle through your phone calls, your questions for Bob Chapman on what's happening with the global economic meltdown, what happened with the 1,000-point plunge, and then it going right back up with the plunge protection team run by the federal government manipulating the market. We're going to discuss this all with Bob Chapman right now. He's with us for the bottom of the hour. Then I'm going to continue with your phone calls about what happened yesterday and get into some other very important police state news. We have footage of a SWAT team up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with my commentary going into a house over a gram, that's less than a joint of marijuana, killing both their dogs, including a Welsh Corgi, pointing guns at little kids, and then sending the CPS to try to take the kids because they had marijuana. Meanwhile, we have the Fox News clip in the clip where they admit our government's growing the opium in Afghanistan. Now, they've been caught flying cocaine in congressional hearings in the 70s and in 96, admitted the CIA ships a lot of the narcotics in, the big banks launder it. By keeping drugs illegal, that keeps the price high, which the banks can then launder. But Bob Chapman, it's been in foreign newspapers that our government has more than, it's 12 times plus a year ago, the amount of opium being produced pre-2001 in Afghanistan. But now to put Marine commanders on Fox News to say, yes, we help them grow it. If we don't, Al-Qaeda will sell it and make money. So, we've got to sell it because they'll sell it if we don't. No, you decriminalize it. But this is how they corrupt the troops in Vietnam. It's how they corrupted them in World War II for narcotics. You worked in military intelligence before you became one of the biggest gold and silver traders out there, before you started your top newsletter, the International Forecaster, and the ones that were before that. But what can you say about government narcotics trafficking and the fact that they are openly admitting now they're shipping the drugs in, but then when you're caught with marijuana, we're going to kill your dog and take your kids?
Well, the OSS got involved with MI6 in the late 1930s in the opium trade. Prior to that, the privateers were running opium from India to China in behalf of the British royal family. And so America has been directly involved in the process of distributing narcotics, which happens to be the most lucrative trade in the entire world, and almost every fortune of the royal families of Europe was made from the narcotics business. Now, I've interviewed about 15, almost all Marines in Afghanistan who told me they were guarding the opium poppies. That was their job. And so what the colonel has said is absolutely true, and they're going to continue to do it. And they're producing 93% of the world's opium right now, and all the largest crop of marijuana in the world. And the first place they flood is Europe, and of course the Russians are furious about it. And
that's in Reuters. So, they're saying spray the poppies, and our own government, NATO, says no, we're growing it. And they put Marines on TV with Geraldo telling us it's good that our government grows it and ships it out. But then the cops go in and kill people's dogs and laugh at them over a gram of marijuana in front of little kids in a middle-class home. It's so elementary. They ship it in as a pretext to enslave us and put us in prison and control our lives and to put us in their private prisons owned by big banks that launder the money. I mean, this is disgusting. And I've got a key video up on Infowars.com. I'm asking listeners to make go mega viral. Government admits they deal heroin, yet terrorize families for pot. This 10-minute video, it is just so disgusting to see this, Bob. And look at Mexico collapsing from their phony drug war, where the U.S. government and the Mexican government are admittedly trying to knock out their competition down there. That's all this is, and it threatens to collapse our southwestern states.
Absolutely correct. And you get it nailed. It's a fight to take over the drug business by the CIA and the Mexican government. And there's absolutely no question. And the wealthy Mexicans look the other way. And the average Mexican, what's he going to do? And, you know, they're fighting with these groups, and the groups are fighting among each other for, you know, pathways into the United States and things like this. And, of course, the solution is Americans stop using drugs. But that's not going to happen. And so the transportation of narcotics into the United States from South and Central America and through Mexico is going to continue.
But folks, think of the magnitude. Put two and two together. Because they can't hide it anymore. They admit they're producing the cocaine and heroin. They're shipping it in. But then cops risk their lives in drug raids and are so busy not going after big dealers that have paid off their bosses that they're raiding people for one joint and now sending CPS to take people's children if they're caught with marijuana for child endangerment. I mean, this is so outrageously in our face. It shows just how criminal this government and its enforcers are. They know exactly what they're doing. I've talked to so many cops, and they say, yeah, we know the government ships most of it in, but, you know, this is our business, and we get money off the seizures, and so we're going to do this. If you decriminalize it, not legalize, decriminalize, all the money goes out of it. I mean, Skull and Bones was founded for drug dealing at Yale. I mean, our whole CIA was set up for drug dealing. And to watch them do this to their family, and those cops know full well the government shipping all that stuff in, Bob, it tears my guts out.
Well, you're absolutely right, and they've known for a long, long time. I mean, we can go back to Air America during the Vietnam War. You know, anybody who knew anything about anything knew that the drugs are coming in from Southeast Asia from the CIA.
Okay, shifting gears. I have a Twitter question here from Info Assurance One. Should we be pulling our money out of 401ks completely if the dollar collapses? What does it matter? And I want to dovetail that with Bloomberg and others, more and more articles. When you hear austerity, folks, what they've told Greece is they want half of people's 401ks and their pensions to pay the banks. The people don't even owe the money. Merkel, the German president, is saying blast treacherous banks in Greece, says it's all rigged. So the president of Germany the chancellor of Germany is now saying this. What can you say to people about the plan to get the pension funds?
We know they've had hearings, and we're not invited. And the government's going to decide, if anything, what they're going to do. For the time being, they may not do anything. What I've instructed subscribers to do is wait and see if the government's going to do anything. And even if they do, will it be in the form of a 5% tax, so the money will be held for you in your governmental annuity to be paid out when you retire? Or will it be a partial voluntary effort by pension holders to pledge part of or all of their retirement to one of these governmental annuities?
Well, that's what Bloomberg said. They said regulators are ordering private pension funds to invest with them. That's a command and control economy right there.
That's right, but that's different than this. And so I've told people, let's wait till the shoe to drop. Now, what you're talking about is instructions from the federal government to pension and profit-sharing plans. You will buy Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae, FHA, and U.S. Treasury paper. That's it.
Which is an even better way to steal it. I mean, it could be, because the Bloomberg article said making them buy failed banks, making them buy assets in failed banks.
That's true, too. And incidentally, in your comment on Germany, I have here the information on the Bilderbergers who are within the German government. Of course, Chancellor Merkel, Foreign Minister Westerwelle, Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble, Social Democrat Walter Steinmeier, and Green Party opposition leader Cem Özdemir. And so you got to say to yourself, the deck is packed. And what is going on right now is the German people are against the bailout, 63%. Number two, Mrs. Merkel and the Bundesrat have approved the money going with other money.
So she's just acting like she's upset because of the election.
That's right.
All right, let's go to calls. Let's talk to Matt in Ohio. Matt, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. This question is for both of you. I was doing some day trading yesterday, and of course was watching when the stock market went down. Two quick points I wanted to make. One, my trading platform did allow me to get a trade in during those 4 or 5 minutes. So I don't know if it was, my platform was missed by whatever shutdown went on, or maybe the shutdown was basically just, you know, online servers being overloaded by all the volume. Second point is, one thing I hadn't noticed anyone talking about, that exact same 4 or 5 minutes where you had that, you know, just massive 700-point drop in the Dow, you know, 70-point drop in the S&P, you also saw an unprecedented spike, particularly in one currency, and that was the yen. It was almost an order of magnitude greater than the rise in most of the other currencies, like the dollar. The dollar was up, I think, around 0.75% at that time. The yen was up like 6 or 7%, which is huge. And I was curious to get your take. Do you think people were using yen to short the market, just to buy up, you know, bids on the cheap, or you know, something else that occurred to me? Maybe this is
That's a great question. That's a great question, Bob.
Well, the yen went from 93.63 the day before on the close to 89.88, which is a 0.0430 change, which is phenomenal. And so they had to be using yen to be doing their shorting in the market.
Okay, great question, Matt. Thanks for calling. Fred, Lisa, Joe, Craig, and others, we're going to try to jam you all in our final segment with Bob Chapman. I'll continue with your phone calls on what happened yesterday and what this signals in the future. We have a managed, organized, rigged global financial market for the Fat Six banks.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality. at PrisonPlanet.tv.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new Quick Fix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, efoodsdirect.com/GCN or call 800-409-5633. That's efoodsdirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633. Again, that's efoodsdirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633.
Final segment with Bob Chapman will continue with your phone calls on what's happening with the global economic meltdown. I want to go to Fred, Lisa, Joe, Craig, and Steve, but real fast, Bob, your forecasts have been very accurate. How will this meltdown continue? What are the next nations to go under? When will they admit we're in a depression in this country?
Well, the nations in trouble are Ireland, England, Portugal, Spain, followed by Italy, and in Western Europe. But there's some unbelievable problems in Eastern Europe, in the Ukraine. They're having riots there, but they're not reporting them, because I had somebody in another program call in from the Ukraine yesterday and say, you know, you people don't know this because they're not reporting it, but they're having riots here. And then you've got Japan and Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Romania, Hungary, Argentina, and incidentally, Brazil is about to get absolutely inundated in inflation. And then we have Venezuela, Ecuador, and Bolivia that are going to run into trouble with their communist dictatorships. And you also have a new communist dictator in Uruguay as well. And so all over the world, we're going to have countries that are going to go bankrupt, including the United States.
Let's jam in some more calls here. Let's talk to Fred in Iowa. Fred, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Howdy. Hey, I was stupid for not getting an international forecaster, but I'm a very small fry day trader, and I only trade gold and silver stocks, and I'm holding my own with a little gain. Should I pull everything out, or should I continue trading gold stocks, which I seem to be doing so-so?
Well, I think you should continue to trade them, and when in doubt, stay long.
Well, got you there. I thought I had some good news from Iowa, but I don't know. Well, thank you, Alex, and thank you, Bob, and God bless you both.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you. Yeah, they normally just run down gold for a few days, a few weeks, but watch the trend, it only goes up. Let's talk to Lisa in Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you? I happen to be a new listener. I happen to run across your videos on YouTube, and I've sort of been in an information rut. One of the questions I wanted to ask is, what about silver? I hear a lot on your show from Bob Chapman, and hi, how are you, Bob, about buying silver and gold. I mean, should you buy equal amounts? Should you buy more silver? I'm confused.
Well, I know what I do personally. I buy more gold than silver, probably 75% gold, 25% silver. I don't give advice. That's what I would do. Bob?
I did the same thing the other day. I bought 6 silver coins, and I bought 7 gold coins, and the gold coins were 1 ounce. So we're talking about $10,000. So I do about 25% silver and 75% gold coins.
I didn't know that.
One of the reasons is a weight, if nothing else.
Yeah, there's the portability. You can move gold a lot easier and hide it a lot easier than you can silver.
I've been having a hard time convincing my husband. We have quite a bit of money in the market, and I'm very worried. So, and every day I listen to your radio show, I just feel like there's just something new every day. There's more, there's a lot. I can't even keep up.
Well, he should at least hedge his bet and buy some bullion. I mean, doesn't he know gold 7 years ago was $300 an ounce?
Yeah, we're military, but, you know, and he's been gone a lot and in and out, so, but.
You know what you should do? You know what you should do? Email me your phone number and I'll call them.
Bob will do that too. He's
and
something
believe
else.
Me. And I do a military program every Thursday, and I've done it for almost 5 years. And I'm a veteran as well. Bob at intforecaster.com. B-O-B at intforecaster.com. And I will call you, and I will talk to him.
All right, let's jam in one more call. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Ohio. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, guys, this is a pleasure and honor. It's funny that you bring up the government drug running thing. I went to college in the early 80s at the University of Arkansas and met Bill Clinton while he's running for re-election. And I'd heard insider information, just gossip, that there's some shenanigans going on in Little Rock. And then my awakening was watching the film Clinton Chronicles, and then had a hard time sleeping after that. But
well, I mean, how do these cops raid everybody for marijuana when they know the government's shipping in the hard drugs? I mean, it's just, you know, because they're part of the drug business. They're bottom feeding off the poor fools that use it. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, yeah, because most people don't know that. Nope. I mean, but I was a Rush Limbaugh listener back then, and they were really pushing that film. Remember, Alex? They were handing it out on Washington. Everybody got a VHS copy of it. And then suddenly you'd think a lot of people would have seen it, but...
You know what? I've held Bob so long, but Bob, will you do 5 more minutes? We can finish up with him, and then Craig and Steve, then I'll let you go.
Listen, go get the book Compromised, and that'll turn your hair white.
Stay there, Bob. Do a few more minutes with us on Compromised, Terry Reed. And I want Terry Reed back on. He lives in Kansas City. He's a big fan of the show. Hadn't been on in 5 years. Bob, can you hold?
Certainly.
All right, Bob Chapman, stay there. We'll come back to you, too. Stay with us, Joe.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Okay, we're going to continue with your phone calls and what happened in the market yesterday, but this illustrates to everyone, A, how rigged the market is, B, how volatile it is, and how much the media will lie to you. There were record trades, stocks being dumped in Europe. They had to shut down the major stock exchanges right as this happened because people were dumping their stocks. It's all interconnected. It goes down by almost 1,000 points or right at 1,000 points, 1 point short of it, and then it goes right back up 700 points right after it. I mean, this is rigged, and I wanted to go back to your calls on government drug dealing. You were trying to get into Terry Reed. He was a CIA trainer. He saw Bill Clinton. He saw them all there at MENA. They started killing local kids. He wasn't involved in that, but he learned about it. He spoke out about it. He wrote a huge book, Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. But, I mean, now they're on Fox News interviewing the commander with the Marines saying, yeah, we helped grow the opium. I mean, it's just in your face. I mean, I guess soon the cops will deliver the heroin, and then when you buy it, they'll put you in handcuffs on the spot and shoot your dog. Bob Chapman comments on that.
That's what it's getting to. And it's a shame because they've been compromised. They've been federalized. And, I'm concerned for the future because there's going to come a time if we can clear Congress and get things changed that people like that will be thrown in jail. And that's something they know they shouldn't be doing. On the other hand, if we're unsuccessful and this thing turns into a revolution, I wouldn't give 2 cents for their lifespan.
Well, anybody that watches this video that's up on Infowars.com right now is the top story. This tells it all. Government admits they deal heroin, but terrorize families for pot. It is so important. Anything else, caller, you want to add before I take 2 final calls for Bob Chapman, Joe?
Yeah, real quick. I just thought of the Clinton thing while I was on hold, but the reason why I called, and I want to get your input on this, throw it out. You haven't really mentioned it this calendar year, at least, or any of you, Max, Bob, or Gerald, or anybody else. We have the biggest distraction coming up next month. Billions of people are going to be glued to billions of TVs, and that's the World Cup. And especially as good as the United States team is this year, I'm just wondering, that's just a theory that I'm working on, if they might, the elites might plan something. And also, because remember what's taking place, it's the World Cup tournament's going on in South Africa.
Yeah, the globalists are setting up race riots down there right now. And they love to stage terror events during big TV events to make sure all slaves get their programming. I appreciate your call. They're going to need more false flag attacks. What they do is they get a CIA asset like Tim McVeigh or Lee Harvey Oswald. It's been confirmed, declassified, that both of them were secret government agents. Same thing with this Pakistani guy. We've got the documents that he was part of a secret CIA operation. We know they were running a drill in Times Square. That evidence has now been confirmed. Your take on more staged terror attacks and Mayor Bloomberg, Bob Chapman, trying to blame the Tea Parties for the failed bombing in Times Square.
Well, you can expect that from Mayor Bloomberg of New York City. I grew up in the next town over from him. He was in Medford, and I was in Somerville, Massachusetts, although I did not know him. I lived in South Africa in Rhodesia, and I'm still very well connected, particularly in South Africa. And you saw the murder a few weeks ago of Eugene Terreblanche. That was the kickoff. And I think they may have quite a difficult time filling any of the stadiums for these games down there. And also, I have links and information from the press from South Africa saying that segments of the ANC, which runs the country, are planning riots. And so it bears out what you've just said, Alex.
Absolutely. Yeah, they killed the leader of the Boers down there just 3 weeks ago or 2.5 weeks ago. Quickly, because we're going to let Bob go here in a moment, I'll continue with your calls and other key news items we haven't hit yet and some recaps. Let's talk to Craig in Seattle. You're on the air. Go ahead, Craig.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much for taking my call. My question is, the 1,000-point drop on the stock market, does that have anything to do with audit the Fed or influencing votes or another shot across the bow to whomever as far as the panic in the streets?
Well, I know this. It's admitted and confirmed. We cover it in the Obama deception. We interview a congressman about it. They did go out and say we're going to have depression to drive the stock market down. The plunge protection team stood back to terrorize the public into giving the bankers tens of trillions of dollars. And the audit the Fed bill is moving through. They are panicking to block it. Bob Chapman.
You're absolutely correct. And that bill is the nationalization of all banks, among a whole bunch of other things that we've had in the forecaster. And, of course, Alex has talked about. And they're doing everything possible not to let anybody know that there's such a bill. And, of course, Dodd is sold out like his father sold out. And they just pay them off and they go on their way. And they live happily ever after, or at least they have up until now. And so many of these events, like I think part of the reason for the Goldman Sachs pursuance is not only the fact that they knew the suits were coming, lawsuits, but they also needed a distraction. And that was it.
Well, they're going after mid-level traders and saying they made a mistake. And I've seen Blank Fine on TV saying, oh, we've learned from this. Oh, we want this other re-regulation bill that even the Texas Banking Association says will allow the mega banks to selectively come in and take over healthy regional banks that are actually lending to the people.
Well, that's true. And, you know, there's 2,000 banks in the country that are being run by the controller of the currency.
Incredible. Okay, let's take two more calls. We're going to let Bob go quickly. Let's talk to, well, the list has gotten so long here. Who's up next, John? Steve in Illinois, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
I am a strict follower of Messianic Judaism. I have fought this since 1980, locally and nationally. I nailed Dr. Bill Frist's re-election bid of late. You will watch terrible times and wonderful times are coming. They're going to take down the electrical power grid for this country, and you are going to witness divine intervention. You heard it here first, and I thank you very kindly for the time.
All right, appreciate your call. Let's talk to Ed in Minnesota. Any questions for Bob?
I think we should go back to the gold standard, actually have like coins with just a minuscule amount of real gold banning it. And another thing is, I believe that the government is passing a lot of laws to make anybody a felon, whether it's DWI or whatever, just so they have the right to take away your arms.
Oh, there's no doubt. They're trying to pass bills right now without a judge, jury, charges. You just can't own guns if the FBI says so. And they're trying to pass bills where they can arrest U.S. citizens, and the Pentagon and Justice Department can secretly strip you of your citizenship, and you are never seen again. Bob Chapman, your take on that?
Absolutely correct, and that's where they're headed. And they're in the forefront, along with England, and Australia's tagging right behind, and that's what they're going to do, or at least that's what they intend to do.
I mean, there's no doubt this is tyranny. Ed, I appreciate your call. I'm going through these quick to get financial questions and brokers and people because this is the big issue. This really shows how rigged the markets are. And for those who just tuned in, it's admitted they've been rigged since 1987. Break that down briefly, Bob Chapman.
Well, it was the introduction of the Working Group on Financial Markets by Ronald Reagan under an executive order, and it was to keep order in plunging markets, and that's why it's called a plunge protection team, euphemistically. And what they've done is they distorted the whole thing, and they're using it to rape everybody financially, and they manipulate markets 24 hours a day all over the world.
Wow, a casino that's rigged. I find that hard to believe. I'm joking. real fast, Cliff in Kansas, you're on the air with Alex Jones and Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I feel like this is that movie, It's a Wonderful Life. Potter isn't selling, Potter's buying. But, you know, I worry about, because me and my wife are going to try and refinance a new garage. You guys think that's, should people go into getting more debt, or is that not a good thing?
I don't think it's a good thing. I think any money you can get a hold of, she should be taking advantage of Midas and going in there and buying gold and silver coins and forgetting about things that you don't have to do.
Well, another thing is, too, with this the financial crash going down, I mean, are they just going to start pulling people's mortgages, or what's going to happen with that?
You know, that's a good question, because I think ultimately there's going to be a multilateral devaluation of all currencies against one another, never mind gold, because they're all going down every day against gold. And I think there's going to be a debt settlement multinationally between nations.
Absolutely. And we've got to let you go, Bob. We've got to let the caller go. But, Bob, you'll be back with us next Friday for a full hour. You've given us an hour and 40 minutes today. And make sure next week to remind me, because Gerald Celente was saying the same thing, so is Max Keiser, that they are planning, and you've got the evidence, for a global coordinated devaluation of the currency. Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com, thank you for spending so much time with us.
You're welcome, and thank you all for listening.
You bet. Okay, I'll come back in the final segment. They played a clip of some of our work on CNN and take a few calls, but I want to go out to break with the new InfoWars.com trailer for the new film, Don't Tread on Me. It comes out in 1 week. You can pre-order it now. It exposes the truth of states' rights and the fraud of democracy and how we're going to take this country back. You can order it now. It's an incredible film to wake people up with a key solution to take America back. Here it is.
If the government we organize under the People's Constitution survives the next 20 years, it may go on forever.
George Washington said that government is not reason. Government is not eloquence. It is force. And like fire, is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
In the last 20 years, we've seen an acceleration away from our Constitution and Bill of Rights and towards absolute despotism.
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic. If you can keep it so.
You have been warned.
All men are created equal.
A pure democracy establishes majority rule with a minority overrun.
Yes, it does. On the other hand, our republic is based on a constitution which protects minority rights. And it's important, too, that in our republic, authority is surrounded by an ingenious system of checks and balances.
It is these freedoms that have made America strong.
Okay, okay, so we got our freedom. But management's lousing up everything.
There are tough times on Main Street. Unemployment reached double digits and small businesses are struggling to stay alive.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste.
We kind of agree with Mal that political power comes largely from the barrel of a gun.
Right, folks. Here's the answer to your problems. Dr. Utopia's sensational new discovery isn't.
In Russia, they don't allow protest except for free speech zones. The United States has adopted that. In communist China, they only allow authorized demonstrations. We now have the same system here. And if you notice, our media doesn't criticize Russia's tyranny or China's oppression anymore, because they would look like hypocrites if they did. Our government is doing everything that dictators do.
We're going to pay you to sell out your own citizens.
People in very high power places of power that are laughing at people who bring up the Constitution.
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
That's
jackpot, brother.
Rights and privileges are opposites.
A privilege is something that's given to you by someone or some entity that has authority over and above you.
They are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
I am not your property. I am not a slave. And our Declaration of Independence was unique in history, where the people created a new government and constituted it to be a protector of their basic rights and freedoms. Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, they think they own our children, our education, our money.
How many gallons of water we can have in our toilet?
Well, the theory is to challenge the Commerce Clause power of Congress with a 10th Amendment spin.
The main point of passing a resolution is we have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
When it reaches the stage that you can look at what's going on and say, well, this is just a series of usurpations, abuses, which are leading inexorably to this result, then it is not simply one's right, it is your duty to take this kind of action.
And the question was, Mr. Bednarik, what is your position on mandatory vaccinations?
No, absolutely not. I will never take a mandatory vaccination.
And my answer to the question was, you bring the syringe, I'll bring my 45, and we'll see who makes a bigger hole.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising. They're going to ask you what you did during the years of 2010, 11, and 12.
You shall be arrested for having freedom of speech and using the First Amendment of the United States Constitution.
Fellow Info Warriors, I am so excited. It is the spring of 2010. We just released Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, and Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. And then I got in the mail the long-awaited Don't Tread on Me documentary film by director William Lewis and, of course, producer Gary Franchi, the folks that brought you Camp FEMA, that has really upset the establishment, the national media, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and ADL have been demonizing. Well, if they got upset by that film, they're really going to hate this one. It exposes the truth about democracy versus the republic. It explains states' rights and nullification and how the states can take the federal government back because the federal government has been seized by offshore corporations. It covers it all. A serious info weapon dropping May 17th at Infowars.com. Pre-order the DVD today so you will get it first. We'll start shipping these suckers out to you on May 17th. Show it to everybody you know. Don't Tread on Me. It is a key weapon in the info war so Americans know their rights and have solutions to take this republic back from the globalist. This is a key educational documentary, and it's done in a very exciting, fast-paced way. This is going to be a great tool to restore the republic, a great tool to teach people about what the republic and our freedoms really stand for. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, states' rights, nullifying the health care bill, all this unconstitutional garbage that's happening, the gun grabbing, it covers it all. Order the film today at Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I'm free. The government and the private corporations that control it don't own Alex Jones. And this film, Don't Tread on Me, puts the facts on the table and will further awaken the sleeping giant. Don't tread on me.
And it's my prayer that you'll be able to say that you were right in the middle of it and that you had a piece of this fight.
Don't tread on us. We're not afraid. You work for us. We're not your slaves. Don't tread on us.
Start your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector. It's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. Researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Here's that song you heard at the end of the film trailer for Don't Tread on Me. It's Don't Tread on Us, put out by some great patriots we've actually
Don't
interviewed
tread
before.
On us. We're not afraid. You work for us. We're not your
Coming up next week, I'll play the whole song. It's got a bunch of great
Don't
tracks. The website's www.zanna.us. And I've actually interviewed these folks. I didn't know they were musicians before. They were the ones that videotaped Army checkpoints in Arizona just harassing citizens. So great music also with the film Don't Tread on Me. Be the first to get it. Again, get it at Infowars.com. You also fund the Patriot Resistance. You also fund the alternative media. We don't have George Soros and the federal government funding us, ladies and gentlemen. We have the population funding us. And I'm very thankful to all our AM and FM affiliates, Global, Shortwave, Satellite, Internet. I appreciate XM picking the show up 6 days a week. Be sure and support all our local sponsors as well. This information is becoming mainstream because we've been here for many years telling the truth. You've been out there getting the word out. We're having an effect. Just something fun here at the end of the show after all that serious news in the last 3-plus hours. Here's just a short little clip. The full video is up on YouTube. Somebody sent it to us. Alex Jones' iPad video on CNN with Janie Most, I guess is how you pronounce her name. And it's, again, I didn't name this video. It's not really about me. I mean, I'm a small part of it. But it shows all of the iPad torture going on. And we really pioneered the murder of an iPad. I did it to illustrate that real torture is going on. And people don't get upset about humans being tortured, but they would get upset about an iPad being tortured. And that scientific test certainly bore out as correct and got hundreds and hundreds, well, over 500,000 views total. And so it was certainly educational. But here's CNN covering part of it right now.
Get away with making fun of products.
Right, it's the iPhone Nano. iPhone. I understand there's also a breath mint.
And bloggers enjoy torturing products like the iPad.
Answer my question!
One guy gave it a cigarette and a blindfold, then shot it. It's been waterboarded, turned into a skateboard.
Oh, is it still working?
Not so good. And even worse, shoved into a blender.
I think I'll press the iBlend button.
Didn't work too well.
iPad puree Pee-wee Herman used it as a tray.
We're out of time.
Letterman licked it.
We're out of time. Something fun there at the end of the show. If you want to watch the full 3-minute video, it's Alex Jones' iPad video on CNN. Janie M-O-O-S. I guess that's a joke. I forget her real name. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with the abbreviated Sunday transmission. We've either got Max Kaiser on Sunday or we've got him on Monday, but he'll be on one of those days. And let's get Tarpley one of those days then. Let's get Tarpley Sunday. I want to get his angle as an economist on what we just saw happen with a 1,000-point drop yesterday. This is important. The market is rigged. You have a tiny banking elite who are able to buy up the entire planet through fraud and stock market manipulation. It is a fact. And they keep blaming capitalism with this. They keep saying capitalism has caused this. This isn't free market. If I rob my neighbor, that's not capitalism. Capitalism is free market, is not having high taxes or high regulation. They're using the big banks, big corporations use regulation and government control to shut down their competition. That's what this banking reform bill is. They don't want the real audit the Fed reform bill. No, they want their other bill that Goldman Sachs is supporting. Remember Barack Obama making jokes last week at the correspondence dinner about this whole event's brought to you by Goldman Sachs, which is true. His campaign was brought to you by them. And it doesn't matter if you laugh. They make money anyways. That's in your face. Then he made jokes about drones killing people. And now they've dispatched 1,000 drones to Pakistan. And it says no name terrorists, now CIA drone targets, just kill whoever they want. This is illegal. And they want to use this against the American people. They're trying to pass bills right now to be able to arrest you and take your rights away as a citizen. Great job, crew. See you back Sunday and Monday. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now.